much about.
Before we begin, I just want to ask you to turn off your phone. I say that because I was at a movie recently, and the guy next to me answered his phone during the movie, and he answered it by saying, and I quote, he said, "Who dis?" Which means not only was he willing to talk to someone, he was willing to talk to anyone.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I'll call you back. I am getting pulled over.
No, Jack FM DJ has ever been caught falsely admitting to a crime as a hoax and then getting caught because someone recognized his voice and then had to do community service and had a TV movie loosely based on the incident made about him. At least we can say that.
And now,
on a scale between a prostate exam and a reggae festival, it's somewhere around giving your mother multiple orgasms.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, that is not how you want to start.
That's how bad it is. Whatever it is,
it's bad on that scale.
Ouch.
That scale is evil.
I love that a reggae festival is on that scale.
I do too.
Has one of the worst things in the world. Hey, party people, what's up? It is Thursday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thursday pretty much everywhere. But how's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah, fine.
Fantastic.
So, first of all.
Pain or death?
I don't know. I was just thinking about customer service. I don't know what the deal is
pain.
With most of the companies. But I guess pain would be closer in this case, yeah. What's the deal with the customer service on most companies now where it's a struggle to get anything done? It seems like everything is engineered right from the beginning of even trying to get a hold of somebody to talk to about a problem.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
is engineered against the customer. You're the person who is buying their product or subscribing to their service or paying them for something. Yet somehow everything is stacked against you ever being satisfied or helped, right?
Because they want the sale. Once you own it and they have your money,
mm-hmm.
they don't really care, most of them.
Yeah, they're not going out of their way to cultivate a good reputation or make happy customers. I guess you're right. Once you've paid them, they're pretty much done with you, right?
And some places make it impossible to talk to a live person either.
It's really – you've got to run a gauntlet
to
figure out how to get to a real person.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I know, you know, the hooker doesn't stay around after she's gotten her money. I mean, it's the same sort of thing. Really,
so fill out this questionnaire, how I did tonight.
Right.
Put it in the mail.
Here's the reason I bring all this up today is there's a story that really has my blood boiling. His name is Joseph Azem. He's an 86-year-old who lives in Mobile, Alabama. He's been a Comcast cable customer there for more than 25 years. So he's an old man, so he still writes checks. And he, 2 months ago, is writing out a check to pay his $64.53 cable bill.
Right.
Well, he accidentally leaves out the decimal point and ends up writing the amount on the line on the check for $6,453.
Ooh.
Now, it seems to me that he probably still wrote $64.53 on the line on the check, so it seems like they would have – and they clearly had to know when that check was received and processed. They clearly had to know that his cable bill is $64.53, and that's how much he was intending to pay, right?
You would
yes.
think, yeah.
Well, instead, they went ahead and took the $6,453.
Maybe they saw it as an advance for the next year.
Mr. Azem says, about a week later, I was reviewing some of the paid bills. I saw what had happened. I called the bank, and they said that the money had already been taken. There wasn't anything they can do. So he started calling Comcast Cable. They refused to refund his money and instead, and tell me you haven't heard this before, offered a credit toward future payments.
No.
Are you kidding?
He's 86 years old, and they say, well, you've just paid in advance on your next few cable bills. In other words, you're not going to have to pay us another dime until this runs out when you're 94.
That's bullshit.
What kind of a dick move is that?
He may not make it to even the next payment, let alone 94.
Even if he did, and even though, I mean, he has the money. A lot of 86-year-olds don't have $6,000
yeah.
to pay. Even if he does, it was clearly an oversight and clearly the right thing for the cable company to do is go, yeah, we see what happened here. Here's your money back immediately. First call. There should be no problem with that, right?
Absolutely.
We calculated it would take 8.5 years to use that credit. You know he's 86 years old, says the man's daughter. told CBS Television, it's a mistake everybody makes. Everybody makes mistakes. It doesn't matter if he has the money or not to pay that. It's his money and he deserves it back. So a news channel in Mobile, Alabama, stopped by the local Comcast office. A representative promised to look into the matter, but it took several visits, several phone calls, and several days to hear back.
Yep.
And Comcast has finally said, yes, they will be refunding the man's money. Hasn't happened yet. But they say they're going to be refunded.
And won't for another 6 months.
And by the way, wouldn't if the news hadn't stopped right with cameras either. It just, nothing steams me more than an 86-year-old who makes an honest mistake. And they say to him, sorry, suck it. We're taking your $6,000 that was clearly an accident.
Well, I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
Honestly, the bank should have stepped in because they allowed a check to be cashed where those two amounts didn't agree. And right there, mm-hmm. that check isn't a valid check. So
it does seem like
they really passed the buck.
But I wonder how much of that is automated and maybe it's not even noticed until it's brought to their attention.
It may not, but once it is, it's up to them, I think, to make good.
But that also means Comcast already had that policy in place, which is if you pay too much, we're just going to credit you. We're not going to refund
you. No, but
right, Lisa's saying
it. I know what you're saying before I got to that
and
point.
And they could get the money from Comcast.
Well, it's a big mess, and I hope Comcast does come through and give the money back. But, you know, thank God there was a television channel that was willing to go down there. Otherwise, that guy would just be sitting around just hating, watching television for the next 8.5 years. He'd be so steamed, right?
He'd have to watch, like, way more than normal to get his money's worth.
Yes, he would.
Really, 24/7.
He should never turn that set off.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Wrong, Lake Bell.
Yes.
Oh, Lake Bell.
Wrong about that. Nothing to see here.
Oh, our new traffic reporter starts today.
She's not a traffic reporter.
She's going to be.
She's way better than that.
On Children's Hospital, one of our favorite shows. And she's fantastic, so we're going to have her in the studio. We have Dr. Drew on the program today. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a brand new internet roundup.
Wow.
We have Thanks for That Info, Bean.
How?
Very excited about that.
Don't ask
dare
how.
You.
You know how.
How dare us. How dare you? How dare
you make stuff up?
How dare you force us for this? Force us to do it. And Honey Boo Boo highlights.
Honey Boo Boo!
Our favorite show, which Bean is reluctantly bringing in clips now every week because we love it so much. And he loves it so much. But
I don't love it so
you
much.
You do, but you don't like
really
getting the clips. Right?
I don't even like. I would not watch it if I weren't responsible.
You crazy.
It is a sensation, though. It just gets bigger and bigger every week. It's insane how popular their show is.
It's weird that
Honey Boo Boo is not the star. It's Big Fat June that people seem to love to watch.
Well, Big Fat June's Big Fat Dumb.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess the whole family is, but
she's colorful.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start chewing tobacco, though. I've decided that.
Is that right?
Sugar's turned me around on that. I realize how attractive it is now to see a man spit into a Coke bottle.
I like it. I like it. I'd like to see you start chewing now. That'd be awesome. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
Ralph Grammett is here. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, how great was it having football back on your TV last week?
It's good. I could use less Rex Ryan. I could use less of him on my TV. Looks like a big, fat, gay musketeer.
Yeah?
Just don't like that guy. He's a mouthy dude. That Ryan family, they got a lot of mouth.
They do.
They're a talker bunch. Yeah. But great game and surprising outcome, and it was all you could hope for in a kickoff.
Well, we'll be talking more about that coming up just after the top of the hour, though. First, though, showbiz time. Who's in trouble? What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you who's not in trouble. This E.L. James. She, if you don't know the name, is the author of the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy.
Whore.
Yeah, maybe.
Rich whore.
First three books in the series have been on the New York Times bestseller list for 25 weeks. They've sold more than 25 million copies, generating $145 million in revenue for their publisher.
I guess that'd be all right.
Turns out Americans are a kinky bunch. Well, no surprise, E.L. James has announced she is writing a fourth book.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
50 Shades of Green, I'm sure it'll be, because everyone's getting a little cash. Hollywood movies in the works. Now Barnes & Noble has announced they're selling a magazine based on the books.
What?
A monthly magazine for people who love the books. Look, any tie-in they come up with, they're coming up with. So if you go to Barnes & Noble's, they have an exclusive magazine that you can buy there called 50 Shades of American Women Who Love the Book and Live the Life.
Catchy.
So horrible name for a magazine.
People writing articles about how much they like the book and how it's changed their life?
It's about the book, but also about SM and BD. Sadomasochism and bondage and discipline. So, you read the magazine, like, here's some of the titles of the headlines on the magazine cover for the first issue. 20 books even steamier than Shades. See what they've done there?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right.
93% of women want to spice up their relationships with role play.
Okay.
50 ways to release your inner goddess. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's not going to make it.
Yeah. It sounds like Cosmopolitan, basically. So maybe the ladies will pick it up.
Hmm.
Here are some of the hints, by the way. If you want to release your inner goddess, ladies.
Please.
Straighten up. Individuals with good posture are more confident and positive-minded than others.
Stop.
Oh, really?
That's hot. That's hot.
That is sexy.
Take a spin class.
Nope.
Yep. You can burn 800 calories in only 45 minutes. It's a great way to build up your stamina. Wink, wink,
wow.
sex, wink, wink, sex.
What could they possibly mean?
Yeah.
Giddy up.
Hit happy hour. It's an excellent way to show the boss you're a team player.
What?
Yeah.
That's assuming your boss is there.
That's right. Look, just stick to porn, people. don't buy the magazine. While we're talking about porn, Ben & Jerry's has filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court against a couple of porn companies which are producing hardcore porn based on parodies of titles of Ben & Jerry flavors. They're really running out of things to parody, aren't they, in the porn industry? Used to be major motion pictures and TV shows, and now they're doing Ben & Jerry flavors. For example, if you're a fan of Cherry Garcia...
Love it.
You may want to pick up the DVD, Harry Garcia.
Ew.
Do not love
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, you may
sexy.
Want to get that.
Do not love that.
Like American Dream, maybe you want to get a copy of American Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
sure.
No.
What could they do to the flavor Boston Cream Pie? Which already sounds like a porn title. Boston Cream Thigh is what they've done there.
Wow.
Other flavors were changed to Chocolate Fudge Babes.
Sure.
Peanut Butter D Cups. And New York Fat and Chunky.
Mm.
I can't tell you on this radio station with the FCC what banana split, coconut seven-layer bar, and late-night snack were turned into. I'm telling you.
So, Ben & Jerry's, the company, does not consider this a tribute that
no,
they're proud of?
No, they are not flattered.
Huh.
Although they say imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
You'd think.
Ben nor Jerry think it's funny. So, they have leveled this lawsuit against the Rodax Video and Caballero Video Company. We'll wait and see what happens. L.A. Coroner's office has announced that Green Mile actor Michael Clark Duncan never recovered from his heart attack in July and died basically of natural causes. It's a lack of oxygen to his body caused by the heart struggling that caused his death.
Wow.
They also say apparently he had a broken heart because someone told him he threw it like a girl.
They didn't say that.
He may never recover from that. Yeah. You know what's sick when someone dies, especially a celebrity? The cockroach has just come out of the woodwork. In this
now
case,
what?
Is no different. The battle for Michael's estate began mere hours after his death. Apparently, a 32-year-old woman named Marque Ambrose has stepped forward and claimed that Michael Clark Duncan was her father. They hadn't spoken in 11 years, but now, in her words, I want what's mine.
Yeah.
Listen, F you. If you didn't speak to your father in 11 years, you know what's yours? A ball-peen hammer right up the side of your head. Come back trying to get his money.
I want what's mine.
Yeah.
That is ugly.
So they're going to launch into a legal battle and blah, 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 blah. We'll have to see what happens. But tragic news. Looks like Katy Perry and John Mayer haven't worked each other out of their systems yet. Photographers for TMZ.com caught Katy and John leaving a restaurant called The Little Door last Tuesday. Now, reportedly, they had gone their separate ways a few weeks ago, but I guess the ladies just can't get enough John. I guess if John calls you up, he gets to pick up where he left off.
Got something going on.
Pretty much does.
God bless him. And you know, we're all waiting to see what celebrities are going to endorse which presidential candidate before we make our decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj, of course, going famously for Mitt Romney, has swayed my opinion.
Right.
I may be a Mitt man now.
Well, that's the celebrity you're waiting for.
Yeah, I was waiting for the Minaj.
And I saw Eva Longoria last night on talking to President Obama, and I thought, well, now if a desperate housewife is going to vote for him, how can I not?
But the one I was really sitting back and waiting for, of course, was Nadia Suhlman. I want to see who Octomom was going to vote for, because I'm figured, look, who cares more about the future of the youth of America more than one somebody who's got 14 of them, right?
Right.
She's got a vested interest in what happens with the youth of America.
Sure.
Well, she announced to the Huffington Post this week that she has no idea who Mitt Romney is.
All right.
They asked her who is running against President Obama in the upcoming election, and she said, I have no idea. Here's her quote. I live in a village of little kids. I don't know what's going on in the world. If you told me someone won the presidency tomorrow, I would be like, what? So I apologize for this answer, but I have no clue who is running against the president. I have not watched TV in 12 years.
Well, that happens when you have 14 kids.
And a little less masturbation videos, a little more politics, maybe. A little more education, a little less stripping and porn starring. Just take 5 minutes out. Read a book or a magazine, something. Open a blog.
The Octomom movie is available video on demand on DirecTV right
now. Oh, good. Thanks.
I saw that on my grid yesterday.
I bet you saw it on your grid.
How was it?
I was not tempted.
How was it?
Intrigued that it was there.
It's all over your grid.
But I mentioned
it. How was it?
They sent us Lou Black over there.
How was it?
They did send us a copy of it.
Yeah, it was floating around the
office.
It was like
it.
No one wanted to see it. Everybody kept getting handed, and they kept handing it off to someone else.
You watch this.
Today's celebrity birthdays. You know how hard you have to work to get anyone in this room to turn down free porn?
Yeah, it's true.
They were tossing that around, and just nobody wanted to take it.
They didn't want to catch it.
Nope.
they would shoulder it to somebody else.
Let's make one of the new interns watch it and then do a book report for us.
I like it.
I want to spend time with more lawyers. Today's celebrity birthdays, singer-bassist Roger Waters of the legendary band Pink Floyd, 69 years old today. Actor-comedian Jeff Foxworthy is 54. Michael Winslow from Police Academy. When are we getting goddamn Michael Winslow in on this show?
Because Police Academy is so hot?
He can still do amazing things with his mouth.
Me too, but...
And look at you. Look how long you've kept your job.
That's true.
Why do you think you've been on the show for so long? Why can't we get Michael Winslow in here to impress us with some of his amazing auditory skills?
I believe you're the only one that's excited about that.
I would beg to differ.
I've backed up my man Ralph.
Two.
I very much enjoy Michael Winslow.
That's
coming in.
A 2-1 right there.
He's a legend.
Michael freaking Winslow. 54
no one
years
does
old
what
today.
He does.
Nobody can. He's a freaking angel. He's like a superhero. He's got a mutant power. And everyone's just like, oh, what do you mean? He sounds like a helicopter.
No one cares either. No,
everyone should care.
But they don't.
Well, they will when we have him on this show. We say, why don't you do a little Jimi Hendrix Stratocaster and then back it up with a little helicopter and then give us some dog barking up a few gunshots. And then he just rattles those off. You'll be like, you'll make that sound.
That'll be our reaction?
Yes. Hmm. Rosie Perez is 48 years old today. Singer Macy Gray celebrates her 45th birthday. Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries, my old co-stars from my days on Charmed. She's 41 years old today. Foxy Brown, the rapper, 34 years old. Pippa Middleton is 29. And Nina Persson.
Oh.
You may not know the name automatically, but she's the lead singer for a band called The Cardigans. We might have to dig up some Cardigan interview.
Yes.
Because every year we like to celebrate.
It was a high point.
Kevin and Bean's legendary, award-winning interview with the Cardigans.
Nina, this morning's interview with Kevin and Bean, would you say it was the most fun you've ever had?
No.
Yeah. I think everyone involved felt that way. She is 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, don't think you've missed out on a chance to see Florence and the Machine coming to the Hollywood Bowl in October. You have not. We have tickets that you can win coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, and then you'll be qualified for the grand prize drawing we do Monday morning to send you to see Florence and the Machine in Paris, France. Pretty good deal. Keep listening for your chance to win on the way from the world-famous K-Rock.
How good was it to watch football last night?
It was the best.
Eli Manning?
Yes.
Tony Romo?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of Bob Costas, by the way?
Good.
I thought he was really good, too. Didn't seem annoying. Didn't he? Bob Costas wasn't a dick last night?
Didn't seem like he was a dick.
Seemed like he was very excited to be there. Had some great interviews before the game. Great halftime show. Not so much the game the Super Bowl champion Giants were hoping for, that's for sure.
Well, they did get beat by Dallas at the Giants' home.
MetLife Stadium. We had Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network in here late in the show yesterday, and he told us that since they started this tradition of doing the the midweek, usually it's on a Thursday, but the midweek season opener with the Super Bowl champs at home, that team had won every single year. Up the first 8 years, team had won. That streak was broken last night. So who's sadder than our friend Eli Manning, quarterback for the New York Giants, who's now 0-1 on the season? Eli, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. We missed you over the summer, man. How are you?
Hi.
Oh,
Eli. It's okay. It's just one game.
The Super Bowl.
Nope, wasn't the Super Bowl. It was only game one.
Season down the drain.
It was only game one. It was only the first game of the season.
I lost the first game of the season.
Right, not that big a deal.
Another season down the drain.
I don't think so necessarily. You were 7-7 before you went on to win the Super Bowl.
I don't drink 7-7.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What we're trying to say is that there's lots more football to be played. You get to play again next week.
Do I have to?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. That's your job. What went wrong in your own words, Eli? What happened last night? It was not obviously what you were hoping for, what you prepared for. What do you think the trouble was?
I don't think we got into the end zone as many times as they did.
Well, that's true.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I'm smart.
And you probably should have when you had the ball on the 1 yard line of Dallas, first down.
We need to be closer.
You can't be closer than on the 1 yard line.
Oh, they have a lot of big men on their team.
They do.
Yes,
have
they
a big
actually
defense.
Do.
Yeah, and that was hard.
Right,
they knocked me down.
They knocked you down a lot. Yeah.
Ow!
But at least when you threw it to your receivers, they dropped it.
It's their fault.
Right.
I hate them.
And there was one time when you showed your frustration on the field. I think it was Hickson was your receiver who was wide open, and I guess you just didn't see him, and you realized after you'd thrown the ball away that you could have had probably a touchdown on that play.
I'm upset.
At who now?
Peyton.
At Peyton?
Yeah.
What does he have to do with it?
He's back.
He is back.
It makes me nervous.
But he hasn't.
He's so bad.
He hasn't played yet.
I know, but he's got to be good. I hate him.
Aww.
Yeah, but look, you've won two Super Bowls. At this point, you can't be worried about whether they compare you to your brother who plays football.
No, he takes everything I love.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm a fairy.
What? Well, I'm sorry?
What do you mean by that?
I'm a fairy.
You're a fairy?
Yeah, with Deion Sanders.
Oh, yes, in the TV commercial for DirecTV.
Yeah, I have little wings on, and I throw magic.
You're a tiny little fairy, right.
And now Peyton's a fairy.
Well, they're just trying to push the network, trying to sell those DirecTV subscriptions.
I'm a fairy. I want to stay a fairy.
You can stay a fairy. No one's going to take that away
and
from you.
Peyton comes, and now he's a fairy.
Right.
Now they're going to be like, oh, who's the better fairy?
Well, I
don't
think...
I'm a Super Bowl fairy.
Right. How do you know you won't be the one?
Because Peyton always takes what I like.
Well, that's true.
This is sad. You have to get over your brother issues.
He stole my G.I. Joes when I was young.
Well, you might want to get past that.
It was like a year ago.
Eli, any words on Tony Romo, who, of course, Jerry Jones has been saying all... Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Giants. Jerry Jones all summer long has been saying, just wait to kick the Giants' ass, so that must have hurt to hear that and then have it come true. But he had a great game, 307 yards, three touchdowns. People were expecting those numbers out of you.
He threw a... interception.
He did throw an interception.
Yes.
That's true.
But we could have turned into a touchdown.
But you didn't.
No.
Right.
Because the big guy stopped our big guy.
But he did throw three touchdowns in addition to that interception.
Yeah. He's not a fairy like me.
No, he certainly isn't.
He's not. That's true. I'm not sure you know what that is.
I'm throwing magic.
You are.
You're going to be okay. There's a lot of football to be played, Eli. Don't worry. Don't get too upset. Don't worry about Peyton. You're going to be fine, okay?
I'm a fairy.
Just stay a fairy.
Oh, yay. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, man. Hooray for beer.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 621.
The latest from Green Day is called Oh Love. We'll play that for you next. Also, we got some Beck and that Lumineers song about the hoe. That's all coming up in the next few minutes here on the World Famous Carrot, plus some highlights from Honey Boo Boo Child.
Bean has Asperger's. And,
nope.
Yep. Scores like 99% on the test, but still says he doesn't have it.
I think that's a symptom of Asperger's.
That's a symptom? Is denying it?
Yes.
So I write down stuff that he says during the records and commercials that you blessed people don't have to hear. and then we try to just steer Bean in the right direction, because one of the things about Asperger's is you can't tell if the person you're talking to has any interest in what you're saying. So we would like to clarify for Bean what we're not interested in.
Yeah.
And before we start playing,
thanks for that info, Bean.
We would like to say we need no further clarification on any of these topics.
Right, but isn't it possible?
We understand them entirely.
Right, but
and are rejecting them.
Shouldn't this feature be called Bean Shares Interesting Facts with the Rest of the Room?
No, what? It could be called Bean Doesn't Know His Audience.
Right.
Call it that.
Right. See, because Bean finds them interesting and interesting twice.
Yes.
We don't.
And he's incapable of appreciating whether the people he's talking to are listening or care about what he has to say.
Right.
What no kind, empathy for the audience.
What's your complaint now? Because I'm going to go out, and I have no idea what you've prepared here, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that my guess is that most of what you've written out are things that are actually interesting, that most coworkers in most businesses would go, hey, thanks for sharing that.
We've already failed this feature. We can't get his attention that we don't care.
All right.
For example, yesterday, I sure was happy that we had that Finnish guy on the air. And no one said anything. And then he said, that way I had someone to go visit when I went to Finland.
Remember the radio guy from
Finland? Thanks for that info, Bean.
Stop by.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
His summer
Thanks
vacation.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Don't need further clarification.
Yeah,
we
know who
it.
You're talking about.
We know who you're talking about. And
but that was a relatable
that's
thing.
That's not a conversation.
But you met
Thanks
that
for that
guy.
Info, Bean.
You knew what I was talking about.
Yes, and I wasn't interested.
And you know what? I go plenty of places on vacation where I have no one to visit, and it's okay. I'm just going to that location.
Right, because you
want to holiday there.
Yeah, right.
Don't need to know people to visit there.
Well, he was a radio guy, though, and I wanted to see the setup, you know.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Number two, I love Rachel Nichols. It's how she used to work at Dairy Queen. And then no one in the room said anything. I write this down verbatim, because that's the rule. If Bean says something like this, don't respond.
Do not engage.
Maybe that'll give him the message, but it doesn't. He continues on as if everyone said, oh, really? Tell us more. Imagine how hot she was in that little outfit.
Oh, man.
It was uninteresting and creepy.
And then yeah, the Daily Double right there.
And then no one said anything, and then he said, come on. And it wasn't like, come on, I'm trying to tell. Yeah. It was like, come on.
You know what it's like.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
When you see a spectacularly hot chick in the wild,
Bean, we understand
like,
it.
Working behind the
we
counter.
We get it. We understand
it's extra
it.
Hot.
We
That's all.
Get it. I so need to figure out how to get a tapir. What the
Jeez.
What? He said that out of the blue. No one's talking about animals or anything like that. Out of the blue, I so need to figure out how to get a tapir. No
you
one
know
said,
I've always wanted a
shut
tapir.
Up.
They're my favorite animal.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
No one said anything, and then he continued as if someone did.
Of course.
He said, they're so rad. Bean using the word rad is
Here's
a little disconcerting.
We should actually encourage that one because they're one of the most vicious animals alive.
Well, then he continues after no one said anything. I just don't know if it would be a good fit for my sheep.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
He had been a tapir and put it in his bed.
Did you guys know that in Rolling Stone magazine they did an interview with Bob Seger? Now, what would make you think any
you
of us care about an interview with Bob Seger?
I love the fact that it's a question,
Bean.
Too.
Right.
As if, yes, I did know that, would lead to any further conversation about it.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
No one said anything, and then Bean continued, he only did one album in 16 years.
Oh, man.
And I was just writing down furiously.
Thank God we got a Bob Seger update. Because, you know, it's been the past couple of weeks. We've all been sitting here. What's going on with Bob Seger? Yeah.
What happened to Seger?
What's the status of Bob Seger's career, we keep asking.
The New Horizons spacecraft is only 1,043 days, 8 hours, 12 minutes, and 9 seconds away from its closest Pluto flyby.
Oh.
Wow.
Now, come on.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Because Bean used to love the planet, which when it was a planet, Pluto, now it's just
Pluto.
A rock.
Yeah. I love Pluto
and
so
much.
And
he's got the days, the hours, the minutes, and the seconds until it's closest. It's not even going to Pluto.
It's a flyby.
It's a flyby at its closest point.
And it's not, hey, guys, you know how much I love Pluto. Well,
right.
This spaceship was just there today.
Right.
No. He's given us the countdown years out.
Yes. That's
summer 2015.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
But it's not going to Pluto, so that's irrelevant.
No, but it's going very close to Pluto. It's going to be the best ever view.
You know why it's not stopping at Pluto?
No one cares.
You bet. It's not a planet.
We don't have a visitor from Pluto. Then you could drop by and see him when you visited there.
Right. That would be ideal.
Thanks for that info, B.
Pluto radio station.
And finally, this happened just a couple days ago, and I was so amazed by this one. Even Bean's logic, which is usually pretty strong, is weak on this one. How come when you go to Canada from the U.S., they need to see your passport, but they don't stamp it?
Thanks for that info, Bean.
No one said anything.
Does anyone know the answer
to that? No one said anything. And then Bean got frustrated because no one said anything. And he said, guys, I'm asking a question here.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
So then Lisa gets frustrated and yells back at Bean, how are we supposed to know? And then Bean follows it up with this sentence. I just thought maybe you guys went through the border crossing and wondered the same thing.
I've been to Canada twice in my life, and both times they stamped my passport.
Really?
Yeah. Vancouver and Ottawa.
But the other thing is, let's say we all went to Canada and wondered the same thing. That doesn't mean we have the answer.
We would think about it for longer than 12 seconds.
Right. I would not have wondered the same thing.
I wouldn't have wondered it for 1 second.
You know what's interesting, Ralph? You may have just solved the problem. I've never flown to Canada. I've only ever driven to Canada, and they don't stamp your passport.
Do you understand how deadly dull this conversation is?
What could difference could it possibly make whether they stamp your passport or not?
It just seems weird because every other country you go to, it seems like they stamp your passport. I just wonder why they don't go to Canada.
Moving on.
But why? I like a system. You know that.
Here's the thing. We don't care.
You need
to really
be boxed up with a tapir and just sent to a nearby flyby to Pluto.
That would be fantastic.
Asperger's is a condition on the autistic spectrum which makes it difficult for a person to make connections with other people.
That's that info, B.
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew, both on the Kevin Bean Show later on today, and beautiful actress Lake Bell from Children's Hospital is going to be joining us as well. First, though, Honey Boo Boo. It's a reality show on TLC, which, as you know, stands for The Freak Show Network. It's become a sensation. Every week it gets bigger than the week before. Millions of people, Kevin, every week tune in to watch Honey Boo Boo.
I know, I love it. Describe it for people who don't.
Well, they live in a tiny town of about 700 somewhere in Georgia. You got a big fat mama. She's named June. She's married to her husband, who's 40, who looks 70. He goes by the moniker Sugar Bear, and he is never without chewing tobacco in his mouth.
Good.
Then you've got the kids. You've got Honey Boo Boo, of course, who's a pageant girl. Her real name is Alana. She is 6 years old. And then you got her sister Pumpkin, who's 12. And then you got Chubbs, who's 15. And then you got Chickadee, who's 17. On the show, by the way, that they're airing, she just ended up getting taken to the hospital with false contractions. In reality, she has actually already had her baby, so now they've got another little girl in that tiny little home.
Is the other little girl already in a pageant?
not yet. And I don't think they've come up with a wacky redneck nickname for Caitlin yet either. I don't know what they're going to end up calling her, but so far she's just Caitlin. Anyway, so this is the episode of Honey Boo Boo that we're going to be spotlighting, where they're having a Christmas in July fundraiser, basically, to try to help some of the poor people in their town.
Right.
And Sugar Bear, as you'll hear in a moment, dresses up like Santa Claus, and they put up some blow-up decorations out in the yard, and they have kids come by and they do a canned food drive, and it's very nice. They try to do something for the small town. Here's June talking about what it's like getting the kids to help.
We're doing a Christmas in July this year to try to raise money for local charities.
And I'm going to pause again here just briefly to say, for folks who have not heard our recaps of Honey Boo Boo, there are subtitles on the episode. You just have to do the best you can to try to figure out the American English that June is trying to speak here. It does take a special ear to listen to her and figure it out, right?
A Christmas in July, we take up donations of toys and tangers and distribute them to people within the community. We do it to be able to help out with whoever's in need. It does take a little time and a little patience to be able to set all this stuff up.
Well, somebody's got to help us. I mean, I'm just a damn 12-year-old youngin'.
By the way, that girl right there is 12 that you just heard talking like
she
that.
She is?
What?
This is a 12-year-old.
She sounds older than Mom.
Listen to Pumpkin.
Well, somebody's got to help us. I mean, I'm just a damn 12-year-old youngin'.
What?
She's 12.
She's smoking and
40
drinking
if she's one.
Her whole life?
12.
We have tons of lights and decorations to put up, but that's not the problem. It's trying to get these lazy girls to help me and Sugar Bear. Jessica, I don't know, she'll help for a little while and then she'll get tired. Chickadee, she's 17. She's pregnant with our first grandchild. She likes to be lazy.
By the way, I love that it's with our first grandchild. sure. because they know the chickadee's going to be popping out more kids after
in
this,
a year.
Right? And none of these dads, by the way, in Chickadee's case or in June's case, with the exception of Sugar Bear, who is Honey Boo Boo's father, none of the other dads are in the picture. I don't even know if she knows who any of the other dads are.
So he's only the father of Honey Boo Boo?
That's right. That's the only one. Exactly.
Punk and she just fuss about doing anything manual labor. Swear to God, I'm about ready to quit.
Yeah, poor pumpkin. Poor pumpkin. 175-pound pumpkin can't get the exercise that she needs out there in the yard. Meanwhile, there's a pageant coming up, and Honey Boo has a very difficult routine that she's trying to learn. She's actually going to be singing and dancing like Elvis Presley, and she is very frustrated with how difficult this dance is to learn.
Sometimes it's hard remembering my moves because it gets stuck in my brain.
Look!
Come on. My routine is hard. I took this stuff really seriously. And practice.
Okay, now I want to tell you that this is not an edit job. This is how many times she is complaining that she has practiced this routine. This is a little 6-year-old Honey Boo Boo.
And practice.
This is a thing that kids do, though, right? If they don't get the response they desire, they just keep saying it over and over and over again, right? I mean, isn't that...
Does the parent ever step in and go, got it?
And practice. Mama.
What?
I don't think I want me to do this. I don't.
I know you can do it. Because you're smoochy smooch.
Well, she is smoochy smooch, so she's probably going to be able to pull off the pageant.
I guess, mom is told by 6-year-old she's not going to be able to do it. Mom goes, oh, of course you can.
This is the most surprising thing that has ever happened to me on a Honey Boo Boo episode. When Honey Boo Boo, who can barely speak English, is talking about her little pig Glitzy, and she starts speaking Spanish. Would you have expected that anyone in that family would be learning a foreign language? Listen to this.
We can win, because I got me a pig. How about that? Me gusta Glitzy. Oh, lie. My nose is Elena. I'm talking in Spanish. And my doornuts.
Okay, oh my doornuts, apparently, is an expression.
That's what she said, oh my doornuts?
Oh my doornuts, yeah.
Take a baby.
What's a doornut, Alana?
What is a doornut, Alana? Like, totally OMG. What is a doornut, Alana?
What's happening with Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo is mocking people that don't understand it.
With the totally and the OMG, she's 6, right?
Yeah. She's the smartest person in that whole family.
Maybe so. Glitzy, the little pot-bellied pig that they've had in their home for, it seems like, a few weeks now, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to work out. It sounds like June is tired of having a pet that, you know, you have to feed.
Mm. Sure.
Get hold at 5:30 this morning, won't take.
And by the way, that's a wonderful noise, by the way.
That noise would make me claw my ears out.
No, I'm asleep. I ain't trying to feed your ass. But if I didn't, it would holler from 5:30, to 10 o'clock. It just is not a fit for us. I think that we're just going to return to the breeder. I don't think Alana's going to like having to give up Glitzy, but we're going to have to. So I'm hoping it don't make her too sad.
I'm so happy that Glitzy found a new home, by the way.
Yes.
Happy for that little pig. Well, as I mentioned, they're doing a Christmas in July out in the front yard, and Sugar Bear dresses up like Santa Claus, and now he's trying on one of his many Santa outfits.
Yeah, I got 3 suits, and I think we're going to wear this one tonight. Show your man boobies.
Show your damn boobies, because he's changing his outfit. It's about to get sexy up in here.
Whoa. You look, you've been eating a little bit this summer.
Oh, Miss Claus feeds me.
Oh, God.
Okay, so June is sitting on the bed while Sugar Bear is changing into the Santa outfit, and she finds something in the bed that you're not going to want to hear about.
Oh, no. I thought, like, he sat on her or something.
It's not what you're thinking.
Oh.
It's possibly worse.
Oh, God. I'm going to cut the damn toenails in my bed.
Toenails in the bed. Someone was cutting their toenails in June and Sugar Bear's little bed, okay?
All of a sudden, I rubbed my hand, and it was like, what the hell's poking me? I, like, pull it up, and it's like, toenails. Nasty.
Nope, they were not my toenails.
Yeah, none of the girls would confess whose toenails
they
were.
I guarantee it was mom.
Somebody
I guarantee
was
it was her.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't need to see the visual of June coming on to Sugar Bear, but they're trying to work out some plans for later on in the night, I think, when the kids go to bed.
Man, you need to wear this tonight to bed. That is smexy.
Yeah, Santa Claus outfit smelled like a chain-smoking goat.
Yes, it did smell like a chain-smoking goat, but that doesn't mean it wasn't smexy. All right, here's the cutest part of the whole show. Here's little Honey Boo Boo, who I've come to admire a little bit. Outside of when she's doing her crazy pageant stuff, she's actually a pretty cute little kid, and she's about to go sit on Santa's lap. Now, Kevin, maybe you have some insight into how they do this. And by the way, for little kids listening, of course there is a Santa Claus.
Of course.
He's real, and he lives in the North Pole and delivers toys. But when adults decide they're going to dress up like Santa Claus and try to fool the neighborhood kids that they're Santa Claus, how do their own kids not realize that it's their dad? Like, if you're sitting on your dad's lap,
you would know
and he's
instantly.
Talking to you and your dad, right?
You would know instantly.
Because Honey Boo Boo, I don't know that she knows that her dad is Santa.
Delana still believes in Santa Claus, and I will keep it that way until otherwise.
What do you want for Christmas?
And by the way, especially when it's Sugar Bear, when he's playing Santa, when he's got all that tobacco juice all over his face.
And that accent and everything.
And that accent, it's so clearly her father. But she's sitting and she's asking to tell Santa what she wants. And by the way, she's six as you listen to this list.
I want an iPhone, a DS, and an iPad.
So she's got an iPhone, she's got a Nintendo DS, she's got an iPad now.
Okay.
That's a lot of toys already for a six-year-old, right? That's a pretty expensive Christmas right there.
Sure.
I don't get that much for Christmas.
Oh.
I
want
a four-way, too.
Okay.
There's really real Santa Claus. I'm going to the Rockstar Pageant. I'm going to be Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
You know Elvis makes your toys?
I know Elvis makes my toys.
Okay, see.
What's happening right now?
A lot of thinks that Elvis is the same as elves.
Oh.
When she's playing Elvis in the pageant, she thinks that's the guy who lives with Santa Claus and makes toys. An easy mistake to make.
He's real good at making toys, ain't he?
He can probably make an iPad.
He may make the iPad.
How does Elvis make the toys?
I don't go to the North Pole.
Yeah, Alana doesn't have all the details on how Elvis makes the toys.
That's a dumb question.
It is a stupid question. And one more tiny little clip. When all the kids have come and gone and they've raised some money and they've gotten some toys together and some canned goods, which is very nice for the neighborhood, then June, 303-pound June, decides she's going to sit on Santa's lap.
Oh, no.
Come here, Mama Claus, sit on my lap.
My fat ass
going to
squeeze you.
Nah, I know. All right, now. When June sat on my lap, she didn't really ask for nothing, but I couldn't feel my feet.
Couldn't feel my feet. That's how it ended for Sugar Bear, poor guy.
He should know better than to ask her to sit on his lap.
He was 40. That may be the last we ever see him. So that is Honey Boo Boo right there on TLC. Very nice. Honey Boo Boo, what do you think of Ralph Garman's showbiz beat?
There's nothing to say.
Okay. Time for the report. Here's Ralph.
Glad we asked her. Amanda Bynes.
Another accident?
No, but... the wheels of justice have finally started grinding.
Uh-oh.
It looks like she could be the latest celebrity tenant at the Los Angeles County Jail. RadarOnline.com is reporting that she has been officially charged with two counts of misdemeanor hit and run after two separate accidents in April and August and is scheduled for arraignment on September the 27th. If she's convicted on both counts, she could wind up sentenced to a year behind bars. She is not going to like those particular bars the way she likes other bars.
No, she's not.
Allegedly. They have a, oh, never mind. I won't say. They're not as enjoyable, I think, for her.
Right, of course not.
As other bars
right.
have seemed to be
right.
in the past. Interesting list from thechive.com. A list of famous people with the highest known IQs. These are celebrities who are super smart, and you may be surprised at some of the names on the list.
Honey Boo Boo's mom, June?
Number one.
Smartest woman in the world.
900 IQ. I don't think it even goes up that high. Just to give you an idea of what an IQ means. Like someone with an IQ of 87 would be an unskilled worker with no special training or special skills.
Okay.
Someone maybe who works digging ditches or something. 92. Let's say you've got an IQ of 92. You're semi-skilled. You're a truck driver, a factory worker, example.
Okay.
101 IQ. Skilled workers. Clerical workers, sales professionals, electricians, craftsmen. 104 IQ. Let's say you have that. Odds are you're a manager or an administrator. You've probably had 1 to 3 years of college in a specific field. 112 IQ. you're a professional or technical worker. Maybe you're a surveyor or a forensic scientist or something. 125, doctors, lawyers, PhDs.
Wow.
135, let's say your IQ's in that range. Neurosurgeon, research scientist, university professor. Okay,
wow.
To give you some references.
All right.
So 135 would be high end of the food chain when it comes to brains.
Okay.
Jodie Foster. Largely sure. considered to be a smart chick.
She
always
seems smart.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bachelor's degree from Yale. 132 IQ.
Wow. Above, so she could be a doctor, neurosurgeon if she wanted to be.
Neurosurgeon is about 135, so she's in the range.
Wow.
A little less than, but she could be, if she applied herself, probably be a neurosurgeon, research scientist, that kind of thing. Nicole Kidman, same. 132 IQ.
Wow.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, 135
IQ. That's not true at all.
135 IQ.
That is a bogus list.
These people have been tested, and these
He is a 90 if he's anything.
He is 135
IQ. Please.
Gina Davis.
Yeah, that I believe.
140 IQ.
Wow.
As does Madonna.
What?
No.
These are actual test results.
Madonna does not seem smart.
Well, she's been smart about her career.
Yeah. Shakira. Her hips don't lie.
That's true.
And neither does her brain. Her IQ test results, 140 she scored on an IQ.
Gosh.
She was a guest speaker at the University of Oxford, opened a school in her hometown.
Wow.
In Columbia. Steve Martin, 142 IQ. You wouldn't be surprised to know he was super smart.
No,
right?
No.
Majored in philosophy at Cal State.
You know who's not? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wrestler The Raven. From the WWE, Scott Levy. Studied criminal justice at University of Delaware. He wanted to be a lawyer. 143 IQ.
And he goes into wrestling?
Yes. You'll be surprised at the profession of our next contestant. Asia Carrera. Porn star Asia Carrera. Star of over 370 adult movies.
Right.
Has an IQ of 156.
That's Einstein level.
What?
She attended Rutgers University under a full academic scholarship. And at the age of 13, played piano at Carnegie Hall.
She's the perfect woman.
Wow.
She and look at her, woman. By the way. Look at her.
She's stunning. Stephen Hawking, 160.
Wow. A lot of people consider him, you know, the smartest guy alive.
Yeah. You know who else shares that IQ of 160? Dolph Lundgren.
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
Lundgren.
Ralph, come on.
I have always heard that.
They threw in Arnold Schwarzenegger and Dolph Lundgren just to
Dolph
throw us
Lundgren
off.
Dolph Lundgren and Stephen Hawking have the same IQ.
No way.
Dolph Lundgren has a degree in chemical engineering from the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh.
He's got a master's degree in chemical engineering from the University of Sydney in Australia and was awarded the Fulbright Scholarship to MIT.
And I think he speaks like seven languages or something, too.
That is not possible. What you're saying is not possible.
Other 160 IQ celebrities, Quentin Tarantino.
Wow.
Reggie Jackson. Baseball player Reggie Jackson.
Really?
Mr. October, 160.
Now he doesn't show it.
Now we get into the superstar range. Okay?
Ryan Gosling.
Give you an example. Paul Allen. Microsoft co-founder?
Sure, you would expect.
Has 170 IQ.
Jeez.
170.
I didn't know it went that high. I thought you top out at around 160 with Stephen Hawking.
Well, you'd be surprised to know that actor and the top of our list, number one, Kevin Ryder. Kevin Ryder, no.
I didn't know IQs went above 100.
James Woods. See, that's why you would not be on the list.
Who, what?
James Woods. Actor James Woods.
Is smarter than everyone?
180.
We have heard that,
That's his IQ score from his test. 180.
No wonder he hates coming on this show.
Wow.
Aced his SATs, received a full scholarship to MIT, but dropped out to pursue acting. He also enrolled in the UCLA Linear Algebra course while he was still in high school.
Yeah, well, everyone,
so the smartest celebrity on the list, James Woods with 180 IQ.
We did a phone topic a few years ago, Ralph. Maybe you remember where we had our listeners call in who had tested exceptionally well on IQs to see what they were doing with their lives and how happy they were and what it was like for them. Remember, that was super interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that again because I would think that if you have 180 IQ, you would be continuously frustrated with the world.
I think you are. You're constantly looking for new stimulation. I think you are... You are
bored by everything.
You are a giant among men, and everyone who is so much dumber than you are must really get on your nerves. I can imagine. It's a constant influx of stupidity. It's much like working on the Kevin Bacon.
That is
fascinating.
And I thought IQ number more 100 be that.
I am most surprised by Schwarzenegger and Madonna. Those are the two that really stand out for me on that list. I did not see either of those.
I was stunned by porn star Asia Carrera.
Yeah.
156 IQ. We got to get her on the show and ask her some questions.
I just got an erection.
Test that out.
In the nude. Today's celebrity birthdays. Pippa Middleton's 29 years old today. Dolores O'Riordan, lead singer for the Cranberries, is 41. Macy Gray turns 45. Rosie Perez, the actress. Wozu Puez, 48 years old. Jeff Foxworthy's 54. Roger Waters, singer and bassist for Pink Floyd, is 69. Legendary actor, comedian, mutant superhero Michael Winslow, who we're going to get on this goddamn show. He is 54 years old. I'm going to pull some Michael Winslow audio for the next hour.
So we can say, remember those sounds you used to do with your mouth 30 years ago?
You know, he still does, and he does better sounds now than he ever did 30 years ago. I'm going to get some Michael Winslow audio, and you're going to go, whoa? And singer Nina Persson from the Cardigans. She's the lead singer for that band.
I love her so much.
Kevin Bean had a legendary interview with the Cardigans many years ago, and word is Nina is still scarred by what happened.
I think she stopped doing radio after her appearance on our show.
Hey, it wasn't our fault. It may have been our fault.
One of the guitarists for the band fell asleep with his head on the counter in the studio while we were doing an interview.
Trust me. I may have been taken that many times hearing some psycho that you guys have been doing. I can't say that I blamed him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
What? What's so funny?
Ralph just came running in with
literally
did they know
running.
The song's over?
Giant smile on his face.
We got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup for you later on this hour. Did we mention that Lake Bell from Children's Hospital is going to be joining us? Next hour, we'll be taking over traffic.
Nope.
That's going to be
great
as we pass the mantle from Lisa to Lake Bell full time. Adam Carolla, also Dr. Drew on the show. This is the only break of the whole week you need to listen. This is the only thing that we've been excited about all week long. We could not wait for this moment. Ralph, how did you first learn about the trend that's sweeping the nation, Kevining?
It's got a long story. A while ago, the Arclight Cinemas came to us and said, would you and Kevin be interested in participating in this big promotion we're doing to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Arclight? And they've got one in Sherman Oaks, and they've got one in Hollywood. And it's just the best movie theaters in Southern California by far. So
I usually try and pick stuff that I actually use already to do commercials for, and that's one of them.
And this isn't even a paid thing.
Right.
They just said to us, we're asking writers, directors, TV personalities, radio personalities, anyone in the public eye who goes to Arclight, and we know you guys do, would you like to participate? So I said, absolutely. I'd like to support Arclight because I'm a big fan. And Kevin said the same. So they just sat us down. We did some video interviews for things that they show before the movie start in the theaters. They do a little reel. And they also wanted to do a series of photographs that they would make poster-sized and put into the lobbies of the Arclight Cinemas Hollywood as well as Arclight Cinemas Sherman Oaks.
Can I pick up the story from here?
Sure.
All right. So we have a photographer that comes in, and he takes a bunch of pictures of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send us the pictures. They say, here's what we would like to put up. Do you mind? And if you know me at all, Kevin, I despise pictures of myself. I always look bad. You know, some people look good at better in pictures than they do in real life. Mm-hmm. I hope I look worse in pictures than real life because so I was uncomfortable and the guy was like, motion with your hands and do this and do that. And so,
and your so modeling session.
Right. I was doing it and he took all the pictures and I was like, thank God that's over. And then they sent an email asking us, and this is in no way reflecting poor on the Arclight. Still love the Arclight, still really pretty much only go there. But they sent three pictures and I said, this one picture that you have taken of me, I look, and I'm sorry to people who are offended by this, but I look retarded. I really do. I look at it and I go, how did that not get deleted before, you know, the actual final consideration? So they sent photos of me, three of them, mm-hmm. saying, which ones of these three would you like to use? And I said, under no circumstances, use this one.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, you can use any of the others, but this one, I look retarded, and I don't like it, and I can't imagine you would even put it in the final however many. What picture do you think they put up?
Yay!
Cut to an email I received this week from a Kevin and Bean listener. Said, I've been at the Art Class, saw your photo up on the wall. You look great. You're wearing the legendary leather jacket.
Of course.
I said, of course I am. You know, I have to wear my costume. And they said, have you seen Kevin's? And it includes what is an attachment. I hadn't seen Kevin's photo of the poster that is up in the Art Light lobbies of Kevin. And it's remarkable.
It's unbelievable. Is it the worst picture ever taken of me?
Oh, wow.
That's a tough one, I know.
Put it up there. But it is the goofiest picture probably ever taken of you that wasn't meant to be goofy.
It looks like I'm sort of in between poses, and the guy's saying do something with your hands, and I'm sort of moving them. But the photo that they sent, I'm kind of have two thumbs up.
Yeah.
And I'm staring up into the ether like I'm looking at an alien or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're looking over the camera lens, looking. What it looks like is the maybe the worst Sears catalog photo from the 1970s you've ever seen. Like Kevin should be wearing Sansibelt pants and a Kiana shirt,
but they wouldn't put that in.
They would. They're like it's a bad catalog shot. But it's freaking hilarious. I stared at it all day yesterday, just laughing my
ass. We were talking about this in the meeting afterwards, and my kid. I went to a movie with my kids this weekend to see the Avengers again because they wanted to see it. And they were being so nice. They were like, oh, it's not that bad. I think it looks good. You look energetic. And I was like, thanks, but it really is embarrassing. And this is a bad picture, and I can't believe they used it. So
this is going to be a lot of people's first ever look at you, too, Kevin. People who have listened to you on the radio
course,
for
yeah.
years are going to see you for the first time in an ArcLight movie theater. They're going to go, wow, considering he's doing pretty well, actually.
So realize, no, you know what the picture is? The picture is every moment with Kevin. It's the,
yeah,
it's
it
the visual
that's
representation
true.
Of a moment with Kevin.
So in that sense, it's probably the best photo of you that's ever been taken because it's the most it most accurately reflects your true nature.
But I don't always do the moment with, but this was caught a second in time, and they put up this full-size poster of me. And then Ralph yesterday was on the floor laughing.
It's the best picture ever.
So
then what happens, this picture has sparked a phenomenon here locally at the station.
A phenomenon that Ralph started.
Yeah. A phenomenon. Known as Kevining. And one by one, people all over the station yesterday decided to take upon themselves to pose, to strike the Kevining pose in different locations around the studio and just recreate Kevin's picture the best as possible. I may have been the first to do it.
Go to kevinabean.com. You can see all the photos of everybody. First, my photo.
Yes.
Which you will laugh out loud at because
it's
I look
best.
Terrible.
That's the photo that some listener sent us from the actual poster that's hanging in the lobby of the ArcLight.
And so then our promotions director came in and she said, do you want me to have it changed? And I said, from a vanity standpoint, yes, yeah. I would love to have you change it. From a comedy standpoint, you can't beat it. I mean, it's really the worst photo.
No, first you said yes, and I said, if you get it changed,
yeah.
I will make it my life's mission to never let you live it down, and I will punish you forever if you get that changed.
Oh, and you're not punishing me now?
Because it's the greatest photo ever.
I'm not getting punished
but
now?
But I may get over this now. Had you changed it, I would have spent every day for the rest of my career pointing it out and posting. I would have gotten like bootleg posters and started putting them all over the city. I would have somehow.
So I said the vanity me on. Wants you to change it, but the comedy and he knows how ridiculously bad that photo is.
So in the tradition of planking and owling and all the other internet memes that have come before it, Kevining is now a thing. I participated also, by the way. I did some Kevining.
But Bean, you don't look quite...
Well, Bean broke the first rule of Kevining, which I told him when I sent back the email. I said, the first rule of Kevining is you can never, never look into the camera.
Yeah,
Bean's
looking at the
camera. I
didn't even realize that. So what is it you're supposed to be looking at? Like, are you deep
I'm
in
looking,
thought?
Yes.
Are you contemplating God? What are you doing in your photo, Kevin?
You know what? Who's the lead singer of REO Speedwagon? Did you ever see their videos?
Kevin Cronin?
He's always looking up toward the heavens somewhere at something.
No, it's
or
like,
nothing.
It's as if they wanted to take a picture of Kevin and then like a pelican flew by. And he's and like a special needs kid. He's like, flying bird, big mouth.
Something shiny. Now this, again, this picture you can see and all of us Kevining at kevinamine.com. I still can't figure out.
I'm glad this is over.
Even if it was a transition, even if it was a moment between position A and position B, I still can't figure out why you would ever make that that gesture with your hands. I still can't figure out what you're trying
Ralph,
to do.
Ralph, back me up here. The guy was saying, do something with your hands. Put them out forward. You know, move them. Act like you're doing something.
Right, and that's what you chose to do with your hands. Two, like, G.I. Joe Kung Fu grips.
I was not.
Up,
Omar's is the best, by the way. I was not really doing anything at that point. I was, like, in between trying to figure out what the guy was saying. I felt uncomfortable. And somehow that picture is the one yeah. out of all the pictures that got taken.
And it's the best decision the people who did this advertising campaign could have possibly made, because it's the best picture I've ever seen.
Oh.
Of anyone,
I like what,
ever.
I like what Beer Mug did, though. He took a little poetic license. His mouth is really open in his photo. I mean, Kevin, his is sloppy, but Beer Mug went for it.
Yeah,
that's just Beer Mug, by the way. That's just Beer Mug looks like me.
The Kevining here at the station is spectacular, but what we'd like to do is
say congratulations, and yes. we're happy that this all ended.
It doesn't end. Here, congratulations. This is just the beginning. What we want to do is open it up to the Kevin and Bean listeners. We want to invite you to get in on the ground floor of what promises to be the next internet phenomenon, which is Kevining. We would love you to look at Kevin's photo and then strike Kevin's pose yourself in interesting locations of your choice, and then send us in those photos. And we'll start a Kevining photo gallery on the Kevin and Bean website.
So much fun.
And each and every week we can take a look and maybe, I don't know, send a t-shirt or a sticker to somebody to the best Kevining of the week.
Every week.
We can make it a weekly thing. We check in with the website.
This is a day-long process.
Say, who is the best Kevinner this week? And we give out a special grand prize.
I'd like to suggest if you go to the ArcLight Sherman Oaks and you see my photo, you do it next to it.
That'd be even better.
That'd be cool too.
Posing in front of the actual legendary poster itself.
To the ArcLight people, do not change it.
No, never. To the ArcLight people, send us posters. Send us copies of that picture so we can start plastering them around this great city of ours.
Oh, man. And I can also see people Kevining on vacation, sending a picture of Kevining in front of the Eiffel Tower, at the North Pole.
From the pyramids?
Yeah. Guys, this is going to run out of steam by, say, tomorrow.
Or it'll go on for years and years and years until we have to publish.
The last time we did this is when I was passed out at Coachella.
Until we have to actually publish a coffee table book of Kevining poses, because that's how popular it's become.
Well, look, if you need something to pick up your day, trust us on this one. Go to KevinandBean.com, take a look at the picture of Kevin, who is the original Kevin-er, and realize that you're doing pretty well for yourself.
His shoulders are kind of tilted to one side, and so he's got his hips cocked out there. It's a very hip pose.
It's not a hip pose.
It's very sort of
shut up, Ralph.
Cop Show 1970s, like freeze frame at the end of Cop Show when they were celebrating they caught the perp. Kevin just needs long mutton chop sideburns and a big porn mustache.
We could Photoshop that on.
I'm sure there's plenty of stuff going to be happening to that picture.
All right,
Kevining!
So
Kevining!
Through today at like 5.
Through the remainder of this decade.
Decade?
Yeah.
Come on now. How are you going to treat a brother like that?
Kevining!
By the way, Kevin and Bean listener Mike nailed this. I don't know why none of us even thought of this. We were looking at the pictures at KevinandBean.com of you, Kevin.
That was last break.
No, yeah, I know, but this is so perfect. I don't know why I didn't see this. Mike says he looks exactly like Steve Carell on the cover of the 40-Year-Old Virgin DVD. You know that picture?
Yeah.
We've all seen it. It was in the movie posters. That's what you look like you're doing here.
Yeah, it does.
You got to go to KevinandBean.com and then send us your pictures of you, Kevining.
Don't feel extra pressured to do that.
President Obama takes the stage tonight. Of course, we got the MTV Video Music Awards before that, and then President Obama is going to go on around 10 o'clock East Coast, 7 o'clock our time, giving his speech, accepting the nomination to be the standard bearer for the Democratic Party, running for president again, of course, in November. Last night, President Clinton really gave a great speech. But one of the things you're not hearing too much about from Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Democratic National Convention is being held this week, is that 9 hotels that are all booked solid because of the people in town for the convention are being overrun by bed bugs, don't you know?
Oh, God.
Now, bed bugs, as you know, are those little bugs, those little bloodsuckers that get into the sheets and whatnot, and they, you know, they eat you up. And they are a serious problem in thousands of hotels across the country. I mean, you see even the nicest hotels, super fancy hotels in New York and Los Angeles and places, sometimes have to just burn the sheets, basically, to get rid of these bed bugs because they really are tough.
Wow.
And they're difficult to get rid of, and they're difficult to, you know, to know how they spread so
fast.
Are
they Republican?
Well, I don't know.
We
wanted to find out why they're taking over Charlotte, so we asked producer Dave if he could line somebody up for us, and I believe, well, I'm not exactly sure who we've got on the phone. Hello there, can you hear us?
How you doing?
We're fine. Who is this? I'm afraid to ask.
My name's Cletus. I'm a bed bug.
You're Cletus. A bed bug. Of course you are.
That's certainly right.
Would you consider yourself the leader of the bed bugs?
I'm not a leader, but I certainly have I have the ear of the people that I represent. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, all right. All right, so this is no coincidence that you have infested these hotels in Charlotte, North Carolina, the week of the Democratic National Convention.
That's right. I've done that, and my fellow bed bugs have done that. and we're going to hopefully get a bite out of Barack Hussein Obama. Maybe ourselves a little bite of that and tell him how he should be running this country if he really loved America, which he doesn't.
I didn't know bedbugs would be so political.
Well, now you know, don't you?
All right.
You don't believe the mainstream media, do you, with their libel bias? They never represent the bedbug point of view, no.
I don't know that we've ever heard the bedbug point of view.
MSNBC and CNN and all them stations, they never represent how the bedbugs of America want things to be run. The only they talk about is the intellectual elite with their book learning.
Well, Cletus, let me ask you this, because I'm not sure I follow. What difference does it make to a bedbug who's living in the sheets of a hotel whether there's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House?
Because I live in American sheets, that's why.
Okay.
And President Osama.
Obama.
Uh-huh. Okay, you say it your way, I'll say it my way.
Okay.
He does not love hunting, he does not love fishing, he loves the gays.
Wait a minute, where did you hear that from?
And I do not love him, and I'm looking forward to biting him, although I'm afraid I might turn Muslim if I get some of his blood in me if I bite him here in Charlotte.
It doesn't work that way. You can't pass religion on in blood. And he's not a Muslim, by the way.
Okay, yeah, well, you say it your way, and I say socialism.
Were you able to get a piece of Mr. Clinton last night as he spoke at the convention and then I assume went back to one of your hotels?
There was so much action on the sheets in Bill's bed.
Is that right?
That we all got kind of dizzy. We all got kind of disoriented because there was a lot of bouncing going on.
I can see that.
And it was hard to get a bead on him, but I would have liked to have taken a bite out of his ass. Unfortunately, there were all kinds of fluids flying around. And I just had to put an umbrella up and hope for the best.
Wait, you have an umbrella?
Yeah, of course I have an umbrella. Why? Just because I'm a bed bug, I can't own an umbrella?
Right, that's why I was
fun. Mainstream media bias against hardworking bed bugs like me and my friends.
I guess we just haven't considered the bedbugs where they fall in all of this at all. I apologize
for
that,
Cletus. Well, that's because you don't love America like I do, and you are a godless, heathen, Muslim, socialist, gay, person that's bad.
You don't know any of that.
I do know that because I saw it on the Fox News.
What? Oh, I see where you're getting your info.
That's right.
What do you do when you have gay conventioners that are in Charlotte for the what's going on in Charlotte there? What do you do about that?
We all pack our bags and go to another hotel.
No, no kidding.
Because I don't want to bite no gays, because that's how you get the gay disease.
That's the hotel I want to stay in, though.
That's where you get the gay disease, which of course makes you fashionable.
You may not have a full understanding of how things work.
Oh, really? Yeah. I bit Michelle Bachman once, and that's where I got all my ideas from.
Oh,
that explains a lot.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Up with the bee party.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 8 o'clock.
You mean 20 minutes to Lake Bell as a guest on the Kevin and Bean
Show.
That is
what you mean, right?
Yep. Hey, you should go to KevinandBean.com and KROQ.com every day. We're always putting up new stuff, including your chance to get in on the craze that's sweeping the nation, Kevining. If you can get a picture taken just like Kevin's, please send that in to us. We'll look forward to adding that to the gallery.
That is sweeping the nation. That is not an exaggeration.
As a matter of fact, that's true. Yeah. President Clinton was doing it on stage last night. It was crazy, his tribute to you. Plus, though, one of the most popular features is something we try to do for you once a week. We scour the internet for all the best videos. We've got a brand new one to unveil for you right now. It's Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Live so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
You remember the original video that swept the world? Here Comes the Honey Badger. Where the guy was just
badger. That one, yeah.
Yes.
This is Here Comes the Honey Boo Boo Badger. So it's the audio from Here Comes the Badger to put with Honey Boo Boo. And it's very well done.
The honey badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and ew.
So it's that audio, and then it's Honey Boo Boo, the little six-year-old girl that's a pageant girl dancing around. This is the original song, Skrillex, Bangarang. Bangarang. imagine somebody going, you know what we should do? We should do that song a cappella.
Hmm.
Would you ever have that thought about a song like that?
Mm-mm. No.
They have a cappella everything, but this is Dario Fo doing Bangarang a cappella. It's really impressive.
I like it better.
Really impressive. It's not better, but it's really impressive. The next one is a Pier 1 training tape. This you will not believe. This is so unbelievably bad. And I was thinking about it when I was watching this. This is when I would get fired from Pier 1. When they showed me their training video, where they do a rap song about getting along with others and how to make connections with customers so that you can make sales.
I don't know if this was ever actually used. It was made in 2001. I don't know if they ever actually used it as part of their training. But
if they're smart, they didn't.
You're absolutely right, Kevin. Nobody would watch this training video for Pier 1 and then go, that's a company I want to go work for.
Right.
Let's connect with the customer. Let's make a sale. Let's engage the customer. Let's make a sale. It's a really nice house with spiral stairs, but I have a dining room with no tables or chairs.
Might I suggest this Arapaho? You can mix and match the chairs, don't you know?
Yeah, so that's them going through training to work at Pier 1.
Oh,
didn't we just have this discussion with the Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboy owner, pizza commercial the other day? White people, stop rapping.
By the way, there's a black guy in there rapping that sounds whiter than me, if that's possible.
Just as bad, yep.
The next one is on the Kevin Amin Internet Roundup is Kelly Gets Tased. Guy has a taser. She wants money. And they strike a deal.
$250.
$200.
$230.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Just really
wait.
So he does it to her neck and she literally falls to the ground and then he hits her again with it.
No more.
Kevin, what would we have to pay you to allow us to tase
you? I don't know. She got $230 for it. That's not bad.
That seems fair, yeah.
President Barack Obama calls Harold and Kumar is a video now.
He's
talking about the convention. And this is, first you'll hear President Obama, and then you cut to Harold and Kumar watching a cartoon, clearly high.
Just remember that I'm trusting you on this, and I'll see you then.
Dude, who was that? It sounded intense.
The president.
Sweet.
It's quite funny, actually.
Very funny. He's going after the stoner vote. Well done.
Old Spice Muscle Music with Terry Crews. Now, Terry Crews is one of those hard-ass black guys that plays the bad guy in a lot of movies because he's super strong-looking. And they have connected all kinds of sensors to every single muscle in his body. So when he moves his pec muscle, it plays some music.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
He's using his thighs and his chest and his arms. It's unbelievable.
I can't believe that's real.
That's real, yeah. That's a real commercial.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. I don't know if you watch The Newsroom. This is on HBO.
Mm-hmm, I do.
It's an hour-long show written
by... Terry Crews is one of the stars of that show, too.
Aaron Sorkin writes it, of course. And somebody put together all of the yelling. There's a lot of yelling that goes on in this newsroom.
Yeah, up, Mac. They trusted you. Wait. Can I get some quiet? Get it off there. YouTube.
Well, now you're just
down.
A crazy guy shouting YouTube.
God.
Just say you understand.
I understand.
Good. Hey. No, you didn't. I'm a typical single woman in New York City.
Why were you sending it at all? Get in there. What I said was don't mention it ever.
Well.
Ever.
So that goes on for about 5 minutes.
I love it.
It's all the video of Newsroom and all the yelling.
That's a very loud program.
It's fantastic. Jimmy Kimmel Live YouTube Challenge. He does this from time to time where he asks his listeners, his viewers, to do something, put it up on YouTube. In this particular case, I got my kid a horrible back-to-school outfit.
Oh, no.
So
he tortures the kids.
Yeah, so the parents buy a terrible outfit, and then they videotape their kid's reaction to having to wear this to the first day of school.
I look like an idiot.
She said.
No, you don't.
I am not wearing
this to school. This is the worst outfit ever.
You want to know why I did this?
Why?
Jimmy Kimmel told me to.
Who the heck is Jimmy Kimmel?
I have often asked that question myself.
It's quite funny. All of these videos are up at the Kevin and Bean Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We're going to ask our guest Lake Bell to do some Kevining for us, Kevin. Ah, we're going to have her sweet. Take a photo for the gallery at KevinandBean.com.
By the way, the so Kevining great. Pictures are streaming in.
Really? Awesome.
Already people have stepped up to the plate and really have risen beyond our wildest anticipation.
They are more excited.
For those of you who didn't hear the break earlier, there's a photo in the lobby of the Arclight Theaters, both in Sherman Oaks and in Hollywood, of Kevin in an unnatural, dumb position that has caught our imagination so much so that we're opening it up to the listeners to do their own Kevining, take a shot of themselves replicating Kevin's pose in an interesting location. And people are just really, really delivering. And we thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, people.
This is not how you hoped to meet Lake Bell, though.
No.
as an experiment.
No. Speaking All of right. which, someone gave me the heads up. Speaking of Kevin and Kevining. Mm-hmm. Do not use the UrbanDictionary.com definition of Kevin.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was something that bad.
A Kevin, according to the Urban Dictionary, is an animal pornographer who also happens to be gay and into bestiality.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
How does my name mean that in any language?
So, it's still English. It's still just one language.
The Urban Dictionary, come on now.
But please do not use that definition of Kevin when you're Kevining. We're talking about our Kevin and his pose in that photograph, which
yeah,
is
it's great.
Magical. Special. Magical. Yeah, special, like in Special Olympics. Special. Also, I do want to give you a heads up. It's the return of Hollywood Babylon. We took a little time off. We are back. The triumphant return of Hollywood Babylon with me and Kevin Smith this weekend, Saturday night at the John Lovitz Comedy Club and Podcast Theater up at Universal City Walk, 10 p.m. Saturday night. Kevin and I will be talking about all the stuff we missed over the past couple weeks. And it hurts when, you know what it's like when you do this show. You take some time off vacation. It seems like every great story is suddenly in the news when you're not talking about it.
That's true.
So we got some catching up to do. We'd love to see everybody come out. You can go to thelovitz.com to get your tickets, or Babylon Ralph or Babylon Kev. It all goes to the same place. But
Mitt Romney says no.
Mitt, come on, Mitt. You'll have a good time. We talk about magic underwear and Jello. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, Mitt, he would love that.
He would love that. Another day, another dumb reality show. This time, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is stepping up to host a show. It's going to be on TNT. It's a reality competition show called The Hero.
The Hero.
10 ordinary people will live in a house together, and then they will be assigned various missions that the producers say will test their brains, their brawn, and their morality. Every week, viewers will get to vote for the person they feel is most heroic. Who's the hero this week?
Really?
Can you really plan on being a hero? Doesn't the definition of being a hero mean you have to sort of be surprised by your circumstances and, in spite of the fear, press through and do something amazing anyway?
Generally, yeah.
Yeah. If they tell you you're going to have to be a hero coming up, it's not really heroism.
No.
But that's the show. So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'm surprised, took the gig because he's a big-time movie star.
Yeah.
He doesn't need this.
Fate rarely calls upon us at a moment of our choosing.
That's what I'm saying. That's a great clip. I don't know why we have it. That is, you've never played more apropos soundbite for any story I've ever done in showbiz news. And how could you imagine you'd ever need that?
I don't know how I imagined it, but I've been waiting since the first Transformers came out.
That's insane.
For a place to play it.
Astonishing.
It worked.
It worked.
Only two episodes left for Showtime's Weeds.
Yeah.
The 100th episode airs on Sunday. With a one-hour season finale on Sunday, September 16th. You can check it out. But that's sad news. I'll be sorry to see that show go.
It's run its course, though. I mean,
yeah, they're running,
pretty much
running
out
of steam a little bit.
Look, I loved Mary Louise Parker before, and I'll always love her. But the revelation for me on this show is what a terrific actor Kevin Nealon is.
Yes,
I agree.
He is great on that show.
Here, Mary Louise Parker said she might finally smoke pot as she's watching the finale this time around.
Yeah.
She's never smoked
she never
pot
has.
Before. She's never in her life smoked pot. But she said to celebrate the last episode, she might actually light
up.
She's
going to do that, and then she's going to go, hey, this is funny.
Wow, I could have been so much better in this role if I'd known what it was like to be stoned. While we're talking about people in a state of altered consciousness, Amanda Bynes is in a bit of trouble. It's official. Los Angeles County has charged her with two counts of misdemeanor hit and run after two separate accidents, one in April and one in August. She is scheduled for arraignment on September the 27th.
If you're drunk.
That's very possible.
So the judge
that will be for the court to decide. If she's convicted on both counts, she could wind up sentenced to a year behind bars. Amanda Bynes would not fare well.
I don't think so.
Behind bars at a woman facility.
No, she's pretty small.
She is a little cute little girl.
Yep.
And she'd be around a lot of girls with tattoos of spiders on their face. I don't know why I said that, but that's what
that
I envision
sometimes.
That would
not bode well for her.
When I think of a tough broad in prison. Octomom is finally weighing in on the presidential race. Is she pro-Obama or is she going to vote for Mitt Romney?
Don't keep us hanging, man.
Well,
I need to know.
I'll let you know that she has no idea who's running against President Obama. I'm surprised she knows who the president is.
Yeah.
But that much
that's
she has
true.
She has conquered. They asked her who she was going to vote for, and she said, I don't know who's running against President Obama.
She's not going to vote.
I live in a village of little kids. I don't know what's going on in the world. So I apologize for this answer, but I have no clue who is running against the president. I have not watched TV in 12 years.
Tonight, octuplets outrage. She has six kids. Now has eight more. Is this single, unemployed mother the most hated woman in America?
Who's asking her again who she's voting for?
The Huffington Post had the story.
Why would you ask her that question?
Because, Kevin, if we don't know who our celebrities are voting for, how are we possibly supposed to make a decision about the president?
Celebrities, though.
On every level. I need to know Snooki's voting policy.
Okay.
I need to know where Honey Boo Boo stands on foreign policy. I need to amass as much celebrity political information as possible.
Otherwise,
how
can you be informed?
If we don't exist, how would people know who to vote for?
Thank you. Once again, a perfectly appropriate audio snippet.
Don't get used to it.
This is remarkable. I feel like I'm in a dream. I might wake up and someone will play Ryan Gosling and then I'll know I'm awake.
You're so used to fighting your way through the bad audio that does nothing but create speed bumps for your comedy.
Throwing me the fact you're playing appropriate audio vibes that actually help the story rather than hurt it.
That's always what we're trying. We just fail most of the time.
That's not always what you're trying.
Not always.
You don't give a rat's ass what happens when you play those audio bites. Today's celebrity birthdays. Foxy Brown, the rapper, is 43 years old. Nope, 34 years old. Nina Persson from The Cardigans. She is 38. Wish we had more time. I'd play some Cardigan audio. Dolores O'Riordan from The Cranberries is 41. Macy Gray is 45. Rosie Perez turns 48 today. Michael Winslow, the legendary
Michael
Winslow.
Where's that audio, by the way, that you promised us?
Look, I'm busy. I'm Kevining. I'm doing all kinds of things here. I don't have time to do everything.
I hope we don't get a hold of them.
Yeah, I hope not, too. I think that's the last thing any of us want.
You allied your own oop.
I did.
Really?
Is that against the rules?
That is not. It's not pretty. I'll tell you that much. It may not be against the rules, but
it's traveling.
Sure is ugly.
It's what it is.
Michael Winslow is 54 years old. Jeff Foxworthy also turns 54. And Roger Waters, legendary singer and bassist for the band Pink Floyd, 69 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know how many times I've heard you say it, Kevin, but Children's Hospital is the best comedy on TV that's less than 50 minutes long that's on at midnight, right? I mean, you've said that many times.
That's right.
I need them to be under 15 minutes.
Are you guys just saying that because I'm here?
No, we're not. But Lake Bell, one of the stars of Children's Hospital, joins us in studio.
Hey.
How are you, Lake? Welcome.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
We were discussing that we last had you on the phone when your How to Make It in America show was on. And by the way, wasn't that
Which
a show that
got canceled?
Yes, I was going to point out that a lot of people were super sad because that was a big surprise that show did not come back for another season, right?
Yeah, I know. It was not good for me either.
Yeah. That show got raves.
It got raves. It was a kind of a rave of a show. And
too
now
few
we're
raves?
Here, there weren't enough raves basically on the show, and that is why they canceled it. Aww. So you heard it here first. but now it's Children's Hospital. Children's Hospital has been on the air for like 4 years at this point. I mean, this is our fourth season.
But combined, it's like 2 hours of TV.
It's combined. You can watch the entire 4 years in about 15 minutes.
You film an entire series of Children's Hospital in an afternoon, right?
Basically, in an afternoon. That is what we do. We just... but yeah, it's actually animated. All of it's animated, and then we come in and do the voiceover.
Oh, I see.
Just one session.
Now, I try to tell people about Children's Hospital that have never heard of it, and they look at me like I'm crazy, like I'm making it up, like it's not a real thing. I don't know why I can't be more convincing that the show exists and that it's awesome. But do you have the same problem when you talk to people about it that maybe haven't heard about it?
Well, if you are a true fan, then you are clinically insane.
Yeah,
so
well,
actually, it does kind of work out
crazy.
In the wash. It is crazy. It's super irreverent. It's First of all, it's 15 minutes long. It's perfect for the short attention span of
me,
the society that we live in.
Right. Yes.
And myself.
But at least it's Thursday nights at midnight.
It's Thursday nights at midnight on Adult Swim, which is, you know, Cartoon Network at night.
Right.
And it's lunacy. It's mayhem. It's a lot of sex, a lot of craziness,
of
basically. Mm-hmm. But it's, I mean, I'm just trying to sell it here. You know, it's like 50 Shades of Grey. Okay, that is what it is like.
If you need a reference point,
yeah. I mean, you like that, then you should see the show.
With Ken Marino,
Rob Corddry.
Yes.
Come on, Malin Ackerman.
It is. Yes.
Aaron Hayes.
Yes.
What? Megan Mullally.
Yes.
Oh, it's an amazing cast. Did I see you
Henry
squatting
Winkler.
And peeing in front of an elevator on an episode last week? Did that happen?
Yeah, you did.
That was one of
my prouder moments. My mom loves this show for moments
that
like that.
Why did you have to do that?
Listen. When we first did the show, it was actually an internet show. It was like 4 minutes long. And I sent my mom a link to it. And I was like, I'm really excited about this show. You know, it's all of my friends were doing it. And, you know, she just saw the title Children's Hospital. And she was like, oh, my God. So she
This is going to be touchy.
Yes. And it's for the Children's Hospital. So she just, without watching it, because she has such great faith in me, sent it to all of her friends.
Oh, no. And then they watched it.
Yeah. And then she watched it. And she was like, Lakey, what is this? Lakey, honey.
Like you had just gone down the wrong path and needed to be rescued?
You need to really monitor the things you send to your friends when they come from me.
Does she only call you Lakey when she's mad at you, or is that the regular name?
That's usually
the disappointment.
Shock. Yeah. Usually, Lake is for when she's upset, and then Lakey is for when, you know, she's in shock and disbelief and just disappointment. Right, yeah.
Send all of her friends that link, and that's what
it's
came
pretty
on.
Embarrassing.
It is.
It's a pretty naughty, irreverent, politically incorrect show.
Yeah.
Tell me about Henry Winkler, by the way, who, of course, was one of the biggest stars on television when you were a tiny little kid, if you were even born yet. I haven't even done the math here. But, I mean, it's kind of crazy that he is that he's just one of the gang when it comes to this show, right?
Oh, he's awesome. And this season, I directed two episodes, and there was one episode, which is coming on October 4th, where he has a full-on fight sequence with like a 13-year-old girl.
Awesome.
That was really fun. It was like, it's like full-on like Born Supremacy, wow. You know, Hana kind of amalgamation of those two things. And he just jumps right into it. He's amazing.
It's nutty because, you know, you got Ken Marino, you got you got Rob Corddry, you got all these younger people who are just out of their effing minds, just going nutty and crazy. And somehow Henry Winkler shows up and he fits right in.
He's fearless. It's Henry Winkler. He's the Fonz.
Right.
On a daily basis, we make him say, hey.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
He's so generous with his A's. It's such a kind man.
Before we take a break, Lake Bell is here in studio. Of course, we're talking about Children's Hospital, one of the funniest shows on television, Adult Swim Thursday nights. I have to ask, even though you guys are professionals and you do comedy for a living, it must be tough to get through a take. I mean, especially the first couple times you read it, right? You have to crack up all the time when you're making this show.
There's a lot. It's inevitable that you're going to laugh when you have that kind of team over there. But we have no time to shoot it, so you're shooting an episode in 2 days, and then you shoot two episodes at the same time. So, yes, there's cracking up, but then it's like, you know, everybody's crying, they're laughing, and then it's like, okay, people, let's get to work.
Yeah, because we got to move on.
Yeah, it's still a TV show. I mean, we still have to produce something. I agree with you. Barely. But it is still – we are nominated for the tiniest, most esoteric category for Emmy.
What is it?
Funniest
show after midnight, less than 15 minutes.
It's like, oh, Jesus. I don't know. Short form special unit. live action program entertainment thing.
So it's a show no one has, the category no one has ever paid attention to.
Listen, we're paying attention.
You are, right? Yes.
We are so
and
excited.
Now we are.
Yeah, now you guys are. You got to root for me. I don't know if anyone's voting for Emmys out there, but can you vote for us? Really
Children's
quick?
Hospital.
Children's,
we called Rob.
Bell.
It's for children. Bell.
The morning the nominations came out, we called Rob, got him on the phone. And of course, obviously, he's over the moon. I mean, this the last
so
thing.
Cool.
When you come up with this show, the last thing you expect is an Emmy nomination.
Oh, my God. If anything, you feel like you're going to get kicked out of the Emmys. Like, get these guys out of here.
Exactly.
But we're all going to dress up. We're going to go. We're going to, yeah, we're going to just.
Please tell me Rob's going to wear the clown outfit, though.
You know, it would be great if he wore a tux and then
yes,
and then
the
just like
makeup.
Blood on his front.
That
and
would be
the
awesome.
Makeup.
And he would be the guy to do it, too.
Yeah,
you know
would.
You guys are going to have the worst seats at the show, right? They're literally going to put you in the last
oh,
row.
Oh, no. We're at the Creative Arts Emmys, which is pre the Emmys.
Oh,
yeah.
So fake Emmys.
Yeah.
I got you.
Is that like a week earlier, a night earlier, earlier
I
in
think
the
a
day?
Week,
a week earlier.
Yeah, which is still cool, guys. We got it. Just...
But
like,
you're at the kids'
it.
Table.
Yeah, we're at the better table, the kids' table. Because, like, I always, like,
table.
I still want to be at the kids' table. Talking to you guys?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, more with our guest. Lakey Bell is here on the Kevin Beach Show, talking Children's House. We'll return after this on K-Rock. The beautiful Lake Bell in studio with us here on the Kevin Bean Show, one of the stars of Children's Hospital.
Lakey.
I think it was Lakey. I think it was the practice where I first saw you on my TV. Does that sound right? Was
yeah.
that a big breakthrough role for you?
Is that what that was? That's very kind.
And then yeah, Boston no, Legal after that, of course.
Yeah, Boston Legal rolled over into that. Did a little Mismatch before that, I think. Yeah, that was
that's
like a
right.
show with Lisa Silverstone. Yeah, and then I did a bunch of other stuff.
Not as good as Children's Hospital.
But
Children's Hospital is your favorite.
Yeah.
So you're directing. You directed two this season?
I directed two episodes this season. One was the series premiere, if you guys saw that.
Did? Of course.
Yeah, that was...
But you're a chick. They let you direct.
I know.
What?
That was
I
the
know.
Amnesia's Airborne.
Yeah, the...
which was awesome.
The kid with the pancake tattoo.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, that was really fun. It's fun to you know, direct... Ken Marino and Aaron Hayes to call a kid a douche, you know, like a nice looking 11-year-old.
Do
like,
you get respect from those people or do
am
they
I
just
to
joke
say that?
Around?
That's fine, right?
Yeah.
That's a ladies'
sure.
feminine product.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they
he's
joke
a douche.
Around. I think, you know, the hardest thing is that when I'm an actor on the show, mm-hmm. it's basically like all of us together are this gaggle of 12-year-olds
okay.
acting like maniacs. And so I was concerned that if I was going to be that director who had to sort of wrangle those people, that it would be difficult. But much to my surprise, they were very respectful.
Really?
Maybe
nice.
Because I'm a chick. no, because we're peers. You know, it was my first time doing the show. So
is that your first time directing?
No, it was not. I did this short film that got into Sundance that I wrote and directed, and that's what Cordry and David Wayne saw. And they were like, hey, you want to come and do Children's Hospital? And I was like, yeah. And then they're like, you want to do two? I'm like, all right. can I try?
They doubled down immediately
yeah.
before even seeing your first one.
Exactly. Well, you have to do a shorts block. And so it's like two at the same time.
Anyway. Oh, I see.
But yeah, I mean, it was so fun. Because basically they're all my favorite comedians. So I was like, this is a dream job.
It's a dream job.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to spoil it for folks who maybe haven't seen the episode. Maybe it was a couple of weeks ago. But what was it like working with Madonna, Lake?
You know, I didn't direct that episode.
She was uglier than usual.
I wish that I could comment on...
But you were on it. You were on the episode.
No, I was not in that episode. I did not get to
what?
Work with Madonna. I did not
they,
get
I didn't
to work
know there
with
were
Madonna.
Did they ban you from the set? What
no,
happened?
What happened is that I'm in,
did
not
you look her in the
some
eyes?
Of the episodes because I was prepping on...
Oh.
You know what I mean? So this is what happened. I got a little... I screwed myself a little bit, but it's fine. It's totally worth it because you got to like prep and then you got to at the end you got to kind of do post on the
no
episodes.
One preps no one posts on that
don't
show
don't make it sound
listen,
hard
it's only
seriously.
3 days of prep. I mean, it's not luxurious. I just directed my first feature, which is like a proper prep, and so this was like boot camp before I went into my first feature. It was pretty cool.
One of the interviews that I saw with you recently, you were talking about a movie, and I may embarrass myself if this is something that has already come out and I missed it, but you had an idea for a movie, or you were making a movie called In a World. Did that
yes.
ever happen?
No, that's,
is that real?
That's what I'm in post-production on right now. That's the movie that I wrote and directed and started.
Tell Kevin what that's about, because that's a funny idea.
It's about... it's about a female vocal coach who sort of sets out to be the first woman to say the words... In a world.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
good.
It's a little like neo-feminist kind of, this is a very pertinent set to be on right now. I love a mic, you know. But it was really, really fun because I always thought I was going to be one of the great voiceover artists of the,
is that right?
of our generation. And wow. then I got here because I went to school I went to drama school in England and like the radio plays are ripe and going on over
right.
there. So I was like, I will come back here and I will do this. And then it turns out there's not a lot in that. Capacity.
Oh,
so
that's too bad.
I came back.
And
this
doesn't really happen here at all.
It doesn't
for the
at
most
all,
part,
which I didn't know. But
it is interesting.
Yeah.
I never really noticed, I guess, that they don't have women. I mean, they have women doing the announcing for the Academy Awards and the Grammys and
yeah,
things
they
like
do.
That.
Yeah,
live
yeah,
television.
They do.
You
they
see
do.
That a lot.
They
but
do.
You don't see it in the movie trailers ever, right?
You don't. I don't know. And, you know, it is a sense of also it's kind of just it's what you're used to. There's like this, that omniscient voice that takes
right.
on that. And obviously
right.
Don LaFontaine, who coined it, was, you know, the king of it. So I
exactly.
think maybe that there's, you know, a sense.
Did you always know that you were going to be show business? Was that always the goal from the time you were a little kid?
Yeah. I mean, it started with like, you know, looking in the mirror and making crazy manic faces and being.
Were you in pageants when you were six, like Honey Boo Boo?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
No, but yeah, mom would be like, Lakey, stop making faces in the mirror.
But mom, they're funny.
Yeah. And I would always do like the Late Lake Show, which was like a procrastination tool to not go to bed. I was like, okay, it's time to go to bed, Lakey. And I'd be like, well, I have this, look at me do this.
Which
like,
was funny to you at the time, but it probably got old for your mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, it would be great because if she had people over, then I would be like,
oh,
everybody can see the show.
Sure.
And she's like, my daughter is just,
she's
you know,
something.
She's silly. But
I wonder what would have become of you had you had no talent, though. Had you had the ambition and the desire, but weren't able to actually make a career out
you know,
of it. I wonder
maybe,
what you would be doing right
maybe
now.
Maybe I'd be, you know, Miss Double D.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with that.
Listen, there's lots of career choices.
That's true.
That
you
I
still could
done.
Be.
Listen, look, the day is young. The day is young.
You could have been the most entertaining girl on a mic at a drive-through restaurant. For
I
that
would
you
have
just,
absolutely.
You would have killed.
Let me tell you.
You would have killed.
Give me. I yes, absolutely. I would have taken on different personas.
I'm a different accent with every car.
Exactly.
I am happy that you made it, and I'm especially happy that you made it onto Children's Hospital because we're not just saying this because you're here. You can ask any of your co-stars that have been on with us. We love the show. We're always happy to promote the show because it really is the funniest thing on television.
Thank
Thursday
you.
Nights on Adult Swim. It comes on at midnight, and then they rerun it a couple times throughout the week.
And we're not joking when we say it's under 15 minutes. Like some of them are 11 minutes,
good.
Some are 12 minutes.
Honestly,
really...
check it out because it's going to take you like 5 minutes.
Right.
It's like the same amount of time it's going to take you to make your macaroni and cheese like in the microwave with the water and the thing and the stirring.
Sure.
You're going to be – it's your macaroni and cheese is going to be done by the end of the show.
Why don't they just put that on the posters for Children's Hospital with the water and the thing and the stirring? I think you sold it.
Listen, I'm,
nice
it's
job
a very
selling
catchy,
it, Lakey.
It's a very catchy way to sell the show. Look, everybody likes macaroni and cheese.
Can't argue with that. Thanks so much for coming in. We really enjoyed it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Adam Carolla joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. His friend, Dr. Drew, they used to do Loveline together back in the day, is on the phone with us right now. Hey, Doc, how are you, man?
Hey, good morning.
Did you ever meet Kurt Cobain? I was thinking about that as we were listening to that Nirvana song before we brought you on. Did you ever hang out with Kurt?
I don't think I did. But, you know, strangely enough, producer Ann brought in a photo album just last night from the years across Loveline, and I was stunned at all the people I had met and forgotten.
Yes. Welcome to our life.
Yeah, it's weird. People will come up to you. You know, when you live in different contexts or you do the same thing every night, you know, and you're just doing your job. And then people come up to you that you meet at you know social events later, and you just can't remember.
Yes,
them.
I it's stopped saying awkward. For that reason, Dr. Drew. I stopped saying "nice to meet you."
Yeah,
because then they go, "Yeah, I've been here three times."
Oh, it's being good to see you. By the way, I heard far and wide that on my birthday you were trying to interrupt my.
Well,
the hookers and blow, is that what I was
Well, there
to
was
do?
A lot of lies.
Okay, of course.
There were a lot of lies told about you.
Every hour, Ralph came on, and he ratcheted it up, hoping that you would hear about it and call in.
I
and
heard
he
about
had
it after.
You...
I would have happily called him, but I was busy with the hookers and blow.
He had you selling heroin. He had you involved in dogfighting. I mean, it just got ugly as the day went on.
It was a great day. It really was.
You had a pen in your backyard where you had dogfighting.
A couple of things for Dr. Drew. Of course, he's the co-host of Loveline with our friend Psycho Mike 5.
5 nights a week on K-Rock. You can see him every weeknight on HLN with that show. Rehab with Dr. Drew, the premiere date is fast approaching. It's going to be a week from Sunday on September the 16th, so you definitely want to check that out on VH1. And I wanted to ask you, Dr. Drew, because I just caught wind of something new that you're doing called Green Room. This is a new startup that sounds to me like it has a lot of potential. What's it all about?
Well, it was just an idea I had.
Thank really, God you have something else to do.
Well, it's really not me. It's a friend of mine, but it was my idea, and it was several years ago. I was so frustrated with how abusive Twitter is and how much time I was spending on it. I thought, God, there's got to be a way to put people together with their fans that sort of works for everybody. And the same day I was thinking that, Warren Buffett was auctioning his lunch off, as he does every year, and he got like $1 million for lunch. And I thought, God, this would be an interesting way to raise money for charity and auction people's time off. And certainly social media has got to be a way to do that. And I was talking to a friend of mine that's a business guy in front of my daughter. I remember we were at a coffee shop. And we sort of discussed, you know, and she goes, oh, my God, if I could spend 15 minutes with Miley Cyrus around my birthday, or I could shine it up on the wall with my friends, I'd pay for that. That would be my present.
And by she'd pay for that, she means you would pay for that.
You'd get it for a present, yeah. And then the celebrity could use it as either, they could either use it as a way to raise income or to monetize and send money to charity. And my friend went out and developed it. And so now
that's
it's a real thing. Yeah, it's a very cool idea.
So in other words, and I guess it's still in the baby stages, but in other words, you see down the road, if John Mayer is sitting in the airport and he's got 45 minutes to kill, he can basically flip a switch on his iPhone and people can chat with him and he'll make money off of that?
He'll make money or he raise money for charity, which is what I'm using it to raise money for Hillside Home for Children, which is my charity. You know what? I'm going to set you guys up on it. And you can see what it's like.
That'd be great.
All right, we'll
that sounds
that.
Like a great idea. Okay. What's your problem with Twitter, though? Because it seems like the one thing about Twitter is, A, it's free, which is great for people, and B, they really do actually get to have access to the celebrity that they write. I mean, you interact with people all the time on Twitter.
I do.
Why do you find it so negative?
I don't know about you, but for every positive comment, there is a 10 horribly vituperous, abusive, you can't even believe people are saying the things they say.
And they're usually nine. You know that, right?
Well, but here's the deal. And by the way, this is my point, is people are out, people in my profession out there go, oh, it's so awful, these young males with their video games are becoming violent. On Twitter, people are actually acting out violently on real people and feel entitled to do so and have no problem with it. I think that's a much more serious problem.
And there is something about the anonymity of the internet, and I know you've talked about this on your HLN show. It's impossible to put a post up on CNN.com, for instance, that has to do with politics without the trolling beginning within 15 seconds. And people say things so vicious about people they know nothing about because they're anonymous, right?
This is bullying. This is violence. It is bullying. And listen, people are saying, now, I don't know that this is necessarily the case, but Leanne Rimes' people are saying that contributed to her needing, quote, rehab. That she actually was hospitalized because she was so upset by the bullying and things that was going on in social media. And having been the recipient of that, I tell you, it can be wearing.
I'm gonna say something that's not cool, but I'm still into bullying. Is that all right? Kevin is the outlier on this issue.
I'm sort of become accustomed to it for you, Kevin. You're one of the silent, the growing chorus. That's all.
See, everybody else is down on it. Kevin's with it.
I'm just getting into it.
I'm glad, in our remaining moments here, Dr. Drew, and I'm so glad you brought up the Leanne Rimes thing. Yeah, she got into a fight with somebody on Twitter who was critical of her and her relationship, was accusing her of being a cheating spouse or something like that. And then didn't she end up, like, calling that person and leaving a vicious message on her voicemail? And that's when she realized, hey, I've got problems.
Yes, it was recorded. The whole thing, listen, now they're beginning to say, you know, she's in a program and getting an emotional help, and God bless her for
They called it stress rehab.
Well, I know.
At first.
That was the thing that bothered me.
There's no such thing, right?
No. There is chemical dependency rehabilitation, which has many different levels to it, going from hospitalization to sober living or even outpatient treatment.
Right.
But the word rehab has no meaning as it applies to mental health treatment. We're talking about a psychiatric hospitalization.
Oh, I see.
And by the way,
that can help you deal with stress.
Yeah, and by the way, she's entitled to say, you know what, I'm under doctor's care. None of anybody's business. I'll be back in 2 months. Whatever.
Right.
And now I think she's being even more honest, and I applaud her. She's saying, you know, I'm getting mental health treatment. Fine. The case closed. It's not dehydration and exhaustion.
Right. Sure. That's what we've come to learn is the celebrity disease.
Yeah.
Rehab with Dr. Drew premieres Sunday, September 16th. We'll talk a lot more about it next week as we get closer to the premiere. And, of course, you can catch him on Loveline 5 nights a week on K-Rock and look for him each weeknight at HLN. Dr. Drew, man, always enjoy it. Thanks for the time. Thanks. The NFL is back. We'll talk about the Giants-Cowboys game last night coming up after the top of the hour. Plus, Adam Carolla joins us as well. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I want to give people a heads up that Hollywood Babylon is finally returning. We are doing another show this Saturday. If you want to see me and Kevin Smith talk about all things showbiz in our own unique way, which involves a lot of anal sex jokes.
Profanity. Drinking.
Penis humor. Drinking. imbibing of other substance that may alter one's perception.
Well, what could that be?
I have no idea, but my partner likes to engage. If you want to come out, it's 10 p.m. on Saturday night up at the Universal City Walk at the John Lovitz Comedy Club and Podcast Theater. You can get your tickets at thelovitz.com. Or at Babylon Ralph or BabylonKev.com. We'd love to see you for our triumphant return.
It's Friday.
Nope. Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday.
This makes me angry.
Okay.
Michael Clark Duncan passed away, of course, of natural causes, the coroners are saying, after he had his heart attack in July. I mentioned yesterday that he was newly engaged to his girlfriend, Omarosa. And they were making wedding plans. Now, out of nowhere, a 32-year-old woman named Marque Ambrose is claiming that she is the daughter of Michael Clark Duncan.
Was he old enough to be her father?
He's 54.
She's 32?
He's 54.
Hmm. Okay.
That would have made him 22?
Yeah.
She claims they hadn't spoken in 11 years, but now, in her words, I want what's mine.
Oh, that's sweet.
Sources are saying, course, that this woman had 53 days to see him in the hospital. That's how long he was in intensive care there. Never came to visit. And his family is now shocked that she's trying to get money out of his estate. Word is she even phoned Michael's 93-year-old mother the day after he died.
Oh, wow.
Asking about her cut of his estate.
Is this somebody we believe is his daughter?
No word yet on the veracity of her claim. Well, it's possible. I mean, she seems to know the family. She seems to...
Yeah.
The family seems to be shocked that she never came to visit, so it sounds as if they were aware of her existence, at least. She knew how to get a hold of Michael's mom.
Anyway. I think it's worth spending the time to have a will and spell out who you want your things to go to, and you can also specify who you don't want your things to go to.
Yeah, I suppose you could. Maybe he thought because there was no contact with this woman in years that there wouldn't be an issue, but he should have seen it coming, I guess. But I guess at 54, he didn't really expect he's going to be dying of a heart attack either.
Totally, yeah.
Just goes to show, folks.
Get a will when you're 65 to 70.
Yeah. I got a will now. When you have kids, you have to have a will. Yeah. You know, you got to set things up just in case you go down in a plane crash or something that they're taking care of.
That's a massive bummer.
Yeah, it really is. So where do you want this stuff to go to? I don't want it to go to anyone. I want to live forever and enjoy my things. Can I put that in the will? What's going to happen to all my Batman stuff when I go? What's going to happen?
It'll be sold immediately.
Yep.
I told my wife, don't let some Yahoo come in there and lowball you either. I want you to take it item by item and put it up on eBay. Do the work.
I'll split it up.
Do the due diligence. Do a little research.
$100
put it up
bucks,
on eBay,
I'll take everything.
Get the proper amount.
It'll be like a yard sale.
Be like the freaking Toy Hunter douche who shows up and pays pennies on the dollar. Have you seen that Toy Hunter show?
No, because it involves guys who hunt toys.
Makes me furious. Let's get that Jordan douchebag on the air. Let's get him on this show and talk about Toy Hunter because I want to slap him. He goes to these little backwater towns. And
right.
Says, oh, look at this. This is a limited edition Luke Skywalker original action figure. Yeah, they only made 100 of these before they changed the design of the lightsaber. Ooh, this is a great thing. Oh, that's great. What's it worth? I'll give you $20 for it. Okay, sounds great. And he makes up like a thief in the night.
And what does he sell an item like that for?
I don't know, $400? He's a shyster, this guy. He's a
skin
flint.
Burn you. You're just afraid he's going to buy all of your stuff
Haven't these people ever heard of eBay? If you're going to sell your stuff, why are you going through a third-party dealer in this day and age anyway? Just put it up on eBay and get retail value for it.
Yeah.
You have no idea how much I scream at the television.
That's a lot of work, though, Ralph. To put each individual thing up, that's not going to happen.
toy hunter.
Sorry to tell you.
Toy hunter.
The toy hunter is going to spend
$200. Toy hunter's not coming to my
house. Going to spend $200 to get all of your stuff.
No toy hunter at any time. And no collection intervention lady either. I don't like her either. Collection intervention on sci-fi. She shows up to people who have massive collections that are interfering with their lives, and their loved ones come in and say, can you please help? My husband has a ridiculous compulsion.
You're so next on that show.
And you need to help us clean out our lives because this is horrible. It's taking over our lives. And she comes in and goes, oh, get rid of this. Let's sell this. No, collection intervention lady. Get out of my home.
Someone has issues.
These shows make me very agitated.
Are there toy wars, by the way? Does that exist?
I'm sure there are. I don't think I watch toy wars, but I've been watching the Toy Hunter, and this collection intervention makes me actually sweat. I watch this show, I go, oh my God, those poor people. Look, she's breaking up that collection. Oh my God. Oh, these poor people.
Yep.
Kevin, how many times have you said that Luke Skywalker action figure went down the tubes when they changed the design of that lightsaber?
Well, you know, because it kept breaking off at the end. It was a double telescoping lightsaber, and they had to change it into the single telescoping lightsaber.
Rob, you're preaching to the choir.
We know all that.
Of course.
Remember when Hasbro took back, you know, because it was originally with the pre-order pack. If you pre-ordered, see, here's the thing. No one expected Star Wars to be a hit.
Right.
So when they released the film, they didn't have any merchandise. So Hasbro, who had the licensing agreement, had to put out what they called the pre-pack, which was like a brochure with a little card that you filled out that you paid full price for all the toys.
Right.
But then you would just send in this card. As soon as they made them, they would ship them to your house.
Okay.
And so the special Luke Skywalker only came in those pre-ordered packs.
Man, because, you're a massive dork.
Because they had to change the design because the lightsaber kept breaking off.
You are the
nerd alert. Nerd alert.
You
don't know, man.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know, man.
You're right.
Open up a blog.
I'm happy not to know that.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Pippa Middleton.
Hello, Pippa.
Never had a more British name in the world than Pippa.
Hello, Pippa. Very good to see you. Why are you so skinny, Pippa?
She's 29 years old today. Foxy Brown is 34 years old. Nina Persson of the Cardigans turns 38.
Hey, Cardigans!
They were popular for a minute, right?
That was a hot song, and she was a hot chick.
She was very hot, yeah.
Yeah. And then they interviewed with you guys, and their careers died.
I went to Norway, you know, and they had the IKEA. The IKEA was huge.
Is it huge?
Can you please stop talking about Norway?
Nina, you've been here for 15 minutes. You're already tired of Norway? But see...
Oh, Nina, we know how you feel.
Poor Nina.
She had it for one day.
We've had it for years.
Thanks
for that info bean from Nina right there.
Right, but with that question, we also fired another 60 at her in the first minute and a half. And we were out. Minute and a half.
They're from Sweden, so Bean asked them questions about Norway and IKEA.
We were out at that point.
Kevin did ask Nina this question, though, from the same famous Cardigans interview.
Do you guys, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Was that really from that?
Yes, it was.
Then he took the Kevining pose.
How dare you.
Looked off in the distance and got his G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip hands up there and just snapped the pose.
I had Kevin's back, though, because I swooped in to save him with this follow-up question.
It's that kind of interview.
They were so trying to sabotage everything, and it hurt. Really? We didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, you guys think we did well? Yeah, your professionalism, I think, covered up any blemishes that were going on for that interview.
Yeah.
Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries is 41. Macy Gray is 45. Rosie Perez turns 48 years old. Jeff Foxworthy, the comedian, and current host of the Great American Bible Challenge over there on the Game Show Network.
Really?
You're not watching the Bible game show?
No.
Oh, well, you don't know what you're missing.
I'm not.
It's the
Do they rip people off on toys?
It's the toy hunter of game shows. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd is 69 years old. And Michael Winslow, I will not rest until we have on this show.
You want a little piece of Michael
Winslow?
Give
me a little Michael Winslow.
Here you go.
Where's Winslow?
That is pretty impressive.
That's everything he does with his mouth. He does all of that. Not the instrumental stuff behind it, but every sound.
Every
you
sound
heard
effect came from his mouth.
At the same time. It wasn't layered. That wasn't track upon track. That was all happening real time.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is, Kevin. Yeah, it is.
Michael Winslow is 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Two-time New York Times bestseller and the most downloaded podcaster in the world with 5 million downloads a month. Our friend Adam Carolla joins us on the phone. Hey, Ace Man, how are you?
Yeah, get it on, boys.
It's
get
funny,
it on.
When
Adam first started doing this feature for us, the first thing that he said was he was going to start Get It On, and no one has kept it alive more than him. Actually, only him, but he's been consistent.
That's right. I'm taking it. I'm telling you, it's going to be the Here Comes the Judge,
right,
for the new generation.
Right, but that's what you said 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's how these things work.
Okay, all right. It's a slow rollout.
Hold on, Kevin. Yeah. You think Shazbot just caught, just took over the nation over one weekend? Or did Robin Williams have to deliver it on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis. I see sure. Your point.
Adam is going to be on stage at the Ontario Improv tonight for just $25, and this Saturday he'll be at the Lovis. Tickets for that show also on sale, just $20. Go to adamcarolla.com. Nothing like seeing the Ace Man live on stage. Do people come up to you on the street and say, get it on? Is that their customary greeting when they run into you?
Yeah, all the time, even strangers.
So it's not that. It's not at all, is what you're saying.
and I also want to mention, congratulations are due. I just found out that Adam is going to be named the 2012 Automotive Enthusiast of the Year at the Peterson Automotive Museum, which is really kind of weird that they are honoring you just for being a guy who likes cars, right?
Yeah, I think that meant Leno wouldn't do it a third year in a row.
Yes, I think that's exactly what it is. Adam is here every week at the Kevin and Bean Show as we take a look at this week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
Well, starting at number 3 and work my way up to number 1, batteries. I had the universal remote run out of batteries and had to go hunting for 4 to 6 AAA batteries.
Okay.
Thank God my wife had bought a chub pack of C-cell batteries. I don't know why, but finding the wrong size makes you more angry than not finding the size you're looking for.
You'd rather find no batteries at all than C-size.
I'd rather open the battery drawer and just have moths pile out of it than 28 C-cell batteries. And you start getting angry. What takes C-cells around here? What do we need? Why are we lousy with C-cells? Are we going to start retailing C-cells? And then, of course, you find a keg of AA's. You find all the C-cells.
Right.
You don't find the AAAs. You have to start harvesting them from other things that take the AAA. To go and finding other remotes and miniature flashlights and stuff like that. And then I just realized, first off, do we need a C-cell? I mean, we have a AA and we have a D. We should have a double D, by the way.
Right.
But we have a AA and a D. What is this C-cell? It's in between. It's the brunch of batteries.
I will tell you this, that I have a bunch of those as well, and that's because I don't think anything takes them.
I know. I think it's the greatest scam. The guys who work at the C-cell battery factory have to be laughing their asses off every day as those things roll off the conveyor belt. These fit nothing. They fit nothing, and yet we sell 200 million of them a year. Here's my thing. When I'm in charge, it will only be AA batteries and D batteries.
I like
that. That's it. I don't care if you make hearing aids or vibrators. It better fit. You make it so it fits a AA or a D. That's it. No more the 9 volts, no more the AA's, always the confusion with the AA's and the AAA's, and no more the C-cells. It's nothing. Just no, and just the thing you need for the remote for the garage door, the
right.
One you have to go online to get.
The
no more. AA, D, cell, that's it. Confusion over. Life beautiful.
When are you going to be running things?
Soon as Get It On sweeps the nation.
All right, good luck.
That will be my springboard to election.
Okay.
And speaking of election, Tony Villar, Mayor Tony Villar, did you see him last night?
Antonio Villaraigosa is how most of our listeners know
right,
him.
Right, right. First thing, I don't blame the guy. It was more funny than it was anything. But first off, when you are making that call, you have to be a home plate umpire. I don't care how close it was. You either punch the guy out or you call him safe. You don't go back to third base. You put the ball. ball back in left field, and let's try this whole thing again.
Now, we should give some context to our listeners who maybe weren't watching the convention, but they were making a change of some language in the platform at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte yesterday. And Mayor Villaraigosa was the guy who was up on stage, as Adam says, who was umpiring it, basically. He was the guy who has to determine whether there were more yays than nays. And he did not do a very good job of it because he didn't know which was more. So he asked them to do it again. Then they asked him to do it a third time. So everybody started booing, and it just turned into a big mess, right, Ace?
And the thing, first off, he said eyes and nose, and I miss yays and nays. The no should always be nay, and I'm also, as soon as I'm done with this get it on thing,
yeah,
I'm going to rally to change. Well, there's a couple things. First off, hip hip hooray to hip hip huzzah.
Okay.
it's so much more elegant, and of course Marco Polo will be switched to Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla, sure, of course.
Nobody
yeah.
knows who that guy is.
Sure.
But either way, I am in love with that 65-year-old woman with the bouffant who came out on stage and told him what to do.
Yes,
like,
yes.
She was just like, Mayor, you've got to do this again because we got to get a vote. And he was like, oh, okay. And all I thought to myself as I was watching that, let's bring this broad back to L.A. with him.
Let her be the governor?
No,
Mayor?
He could just stand next to him, and he could be like, I'm thinking about doubling the price of parking tickets. He'd be like, Mayor, you did that last week. I don't think that'd be a popular choice. All right? Well, then I'm going to plow a Telemundo reporter. Mayor, now, you're currently inside one now, so maybe that's not the greatest thing. Well, I'm running for governor. Mayor, the state's got enough trouble. Maybe we should just go ahead and hike the John Muir Trail together. You know what I mean? Like, well, wouldn't that be great if we could bring that chick back
that
to
That would
LA?
Be nice, yeah.
Yeah, she would be like the good angel on his shoulder.
Yeah, just steering him in the right direction, telling him what to do, right from wrong, left from right. It'd be awesome.
I like it.
All right, and number one, and I don't know, what does that lady do? Just stand at the edge of the stage in case someone gets confused and then you go out?
Yeah, I'm not sure what her real job is.
I don't know, but I want her in my life. last but not least, the hospital gowns. My dad's in the hospital. I went to go visit him, and I didn't visit him as much as I visited his junk.
Because
the hospital gowns are not designed with modesty in mind.
No.
And when the old guy's sedated and he's kicked the blanket off and the legs are akimbo, I had a nice visit with my dad's scrotum sack. and I left and I thought, how could this go any other way? You have these cloth straps in the back. What do you own that ties in the back? First off, it's called a gown, but dudes have to wear it. They have a sort of one-size-fits-all, but if you're over 5'9", it goes halfway up your thigh. And then you lay in this bed where you inevitably slide down the bed until the gown slides up to your chin. And it's just your junk hanging out the entire time.
Yeah.
And then the way you position it when you go to visit somebody is you stand on the business end of the junk. Like, you don't stand behind the bed. That's where all the equipment is.
Right.
You stand on the junk side of the bed and visit with the scrotum.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, could they not have a flap? Do they? There's something called Velcro. I think it's new, but it may be commercially available. Can we do something about these hospital gowns? How much old man ass and junk do I need to see before we redesign these gowns?
I think you don't need any.
I don't either. And this thing, I'm convinced the hospital gown, by the way, this one, the prototype, was made during the Civil War, and it's not changed.
Yeah, they're just happy with it. They like it the way it is.
I don't like it the way it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
I want a flap and some GD Velcro.
I don't think that's asking too much. Adam's book is on sale everywhere called Not Taco Bell Material. You've got two big chances to see him on stage tonight at the Ontario Improv. Tickets are on sale for that and the Lovitz this Saturday night. Go to adamcarolla.com. Ace, always enjoy it, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Oh, and real quick, congratulations to Jacqueline Rivas from Long Beach. Just won tickets for Florence and the Machine. Might be going to Paris. We'll let her know on Monday. Sorry, Ralph.
I just didn't want you to bring Jacqueline up.
Really? Why?
I don't care for her.
You don't even
know
her.
I know her.
You
She's
don't.
Yeah, I know
She's
her.
She just called randomly. You don't know who she is.
I know exactly who she is, and
you
I don't care for her behavior.
What was
one
her last name?
Rivas.
Okay. From where?
El Segundo?
I don't know.
Long Beach?
Well, yeah, sure. Now Long Beach, but she used to be in El Segundo.
Oh, I see.
When I knew her.
You didn't
know
her.
Back in the day. I heard, what's his name, Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Talking about Get It On, trying to make that sweep the nation.
Right.
He's got a hard road to hoe there, I think.
Why?
Because I'm just singing. I don't think it's taken off.
It isn't so far.
You know what he should take a hint from? He should take a clue from. He should use it as an example. Kevining. That's what he should use as an example.
Yes.
That is sweeping the nation.
That is taking That's off. Not that is sweeping
blowing
anything.
Up. Not since the Cabbage Patch Dolls have I seen a phenomenon incite so much passion in people. Oh. It's like Beanie Babies all over again. It is a pop culture phenomenon.
Now, for folks who weren't with us earlier today, in the tradition of T-bowing and planking and owling, Batmaning, explain to people what Kevining is all about, Ralph.
Kevin is special. And there is a photograph of him in the ArcLight Cinemas in Sherman Oaks and in Hollywood.
I still love in spite of this.
Well, you should. It's the best theater in Southern California.
It is. That's the one I always go to.
I do, too. And because of that, they asked Kevin and I to pose for some photographs to help celebrate their 10th anniversary that they're going to hang in the lobbies. And they have like a wall of fame. There's all these people. There's movie directors and producers and
they all look
TV
pretty good.
Personalities. And I'm up there in my patented leather jacket. And it's not a patent leather jacket, but it's a patented leather jacket. And then there's Kevin, who for some reason looks like he's on Ambien, and he's been walking around the lobby, and so I just snapped a picture of him and put it up there. It's him just special. It's just him being special.
I'm special needs. I'm staring off into the distance, and it was a horrible picture.
It's the best picture ever.
It's the one picture that I said, under no circumstances, use.
And so we celebrated here at the station by all of us Kevining, which is you duplicate the pose, which is tremendous fun to do, by the way. And then you do yourself in like a unique location somewhere around the studio. We were doing that, and then we talked about it today, and we invited the K-Rock and Kevin and Bean listeners to also engage in this sport that we love called Kevining.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
The pictures are just can't stop coming. Police officers in uniform, hot girls, old men, just every. I'm not kidding. People of all walks of life,
well, stop
in
it.
All locations, all over the place.
This
are
is just a one day joke, right?
Sending in photos. It can't be. It's a phenomenon. It's going to last, I'm guessing, 14, 15 years.
Oh,
it'll be the average shelf life of Kevining.
14, 15 hours.
And so, I did not find it easy to take my photo, Ralph, because it's such an unnatural position to put your hands in. Like, it just doesn't make any sense, like, why you would be doing that.
Imagine you are a developmentally disabled sixth grader on class picture day. That's kind of the vibe you got to go for.
And a UFO flies over.
You got to stare off, and you're not looking really into the lens, and your hands are sort of gnarled up there in your sides, and your shoulders are twisted off to one side. It's remarkable. So please go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com and take a look at our Kevining page as we add more and more photos. You'll see those of us here at the station who got a head start on it, but a lot of listeners send in photos.
It's not flattering.
The smile is the best, though, because he has a look on his face like he clearly doesn't know where he is or what he's doing.
Or he just messed himself. Or there's a warm sensation in his pants that he can't quite identify.
I'm in the process of...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we say cheers. Michael Clark Duncan, L.A. coroner, has announced has passed away from natural causes. That was the findings of the coroner's office. He did have a heart attack in July and simply never recovered. Sometimes it just happens that way. Lack of oxygen in the blood to the brain and the other major organs caused his death. The saddest part of the news, other than the fact that he was newly engaged to his girlfriend Omarosa from The Apprentice, is that this 32-year-old cockroach of a human being named Marque Ambrose, she's a woman who's claiming that Michael Clark Duncan was her father, that she hadn't spoken to him in 11 years, but now has stepped forward and says she wants, in her words, what's mine. She's
That's
trying to
ugly.
Get her hands on whatever money he may have left in his estate. This mystery woman, according to sources, had 53 days to visit him in the hospital if she wanted some sort of rapprochement between the two of them. Never came to visit, and his family is shocked that now she's trying to get money.
Bitch got no class.
Word is this woman, Marque Ambrose, even phoned Michael's 93-year-old mother the day after he died looking for...
Wow, the day after.
Sort of payoff. So, brutal stuff. There will be a
cray.
There will be a public viewing for Michael, if you're a fan, on Sunday in the Hall of Liberty at Forest Lawn Cemetery here in Southern California. Then a private service is scheduled for Monday.
You still want to fight him, Kevin?
Someone to take the man down?
See, that's funny. Before he dies, not after.
No, it's not.
Bean.
since you killed him with your idle threats.
Dick.
Ben & Jerry's has filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court. It's the oddest lawsuit ever. An ice cream manufacturer is suing two hardcore porn companies. Ben & Jerry's filed suit because Rodak's Video and Caballero Video have released 10 X-rated movies whose titles are all spoofs or takeoffs on Ben & Jerry flavors.
Where did they get that idea?
I have no idea. Let's see. They already did Batman, The Avengers, Gilligan's Island, Happy Days. How about ice cream? Eh, that's a good idea. What do we got in the freezer? Let me take a look. We got a pint of Cherry Garcia in here. All right. Then we'll make Harry Garcia.
Oh.
For the fellas who like their women all natural, as they say.
Oh, that's ugly.
They've also got a spoof of the American Dream flavor, which they changed the title to American Cream.
Sure.
Boston Cream Pie wasn't good enough for them. They had to change it to Boston Cream Thigh.
Yeah, they could have left that one the same. It would have been better.
Other DVDs are entitled Chocolate Fudge Babes. I'm afraid to know what Chocolate Fudge Babes is all about. Peanut Butter D Cups. New York Fat and Chunky. I'm guessing it's for those who like the BBWs.
Sure.
They've also spoofed the Banana Split, Coconut 7 Layer Bar, and Late Night Snack.
What are those?
I'm not going to talk about those. Ben and Jerry's claim that their good name and reputation have been smeared by the porn distributor.
Please.
That's the only thing that's been smeared. Especially in Chocolate Fudge Babes.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
I know. I wish you weren't.
The hottest accessory in Vegas right now.
Accessory in Vegas?
Yeah. Thing that everybody is wearing as they party.
Okay.
Isn't that 3-foot-long plastic novelty margarita glass, or the one that's shaped like a football, or even those feather boas that every bachelorette seems to have at her parties?
Right.
They are Prince Harry masks.
Well,
with a rubber
funny.
Band, great. Apparently, that you put over your face, and while everyone's partying, that's what they're wearing these days near the beach and stuff.
Everyone I like that.
Having a little fun with Harry. Oh, you like when someone else's picture's being made fun of? Oh, I see it is.
I do, because then they won't be able to tell who it is. I like that.
And Amanda Bynes is in a world of trouble. It's just been announced that the Los Angeles County has officially filed, 2 counts of misdemeanor hit-and-run charges after 2 separate accidents in April and August of this year. She is scheduled for arraignment on September the 27th. If convicted on both counts, she could wind up sentenced to 1 year behind bars. At the very least, they will dump slime on her.
Is that right?
Yeah, because of that show that she was on. Kids everywhere laughing right now. They know what I'm talking about.
Probably not.
And I love J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
He is good.
He is good.
He creates good projects. Fringe's final season's on the way. Alcatraz is off the air. So Fox is keen to stay in the J.J. Abrams business, and they are developing a new TV show idea along with J.J. It's also the mastermind of another Fringe alum, J.J. Wyman, J.H. Wyman, rather. They're teaming up for a project that is untitled as of yet, but here's the description. It's an action-packed buddy cop show set in the near future when all LAPD officers are partnered with highly evolved human-like androids.
All right.
So it's one human, one android in each cop car in L.A. And it'll be an action cop show featuring a live human cop and a robot cop.
Interesting.
I think that could be interesting and fun. It reminds me of Get Smart. Remember Get Smart had Jaime, the robot agent he used to work with? I loved that show. So look forward to seeing that. We need more androids on television.
Yes, we do. I've
always said that. We need more androids Kevining. I want pictures of robots, Kevin. If you can get your pets to Kevin, if you can get robots to Kevin, anything. We'll take it all. We'll send your photos to us.
Psycho Mike's dog is full-time Kevin.
That's right, yes. Today's celebrity birthday is Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. He's 69 years old today. Comedian, actor, host of the Great American Bible Challenge game show, Jeff Foxworthy, is 54. Oh, it was Matthew, Luke, and John. Oh, I'm sorry. You get the home version of our game. That's what happens on that show. Rosie Perez is 48. Macy Gray is 45. Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries turns 41. Nina Persson of the Cardigans is 38. Foxy Brown is 34. Pippa Middleton celebrates her 29th birthday today. And Michael Motherlovin' Winslow from Police Academy. The man can do things with his mouth. Well, even Lisa May can't top what he can do with his mouth. He is he creates sounds, layers of sounds, sounds upon sounds. It just your head explodes. He does special effects. He can do the helicopters and explosions, but he also can do music. Here's a little Michael Winslow duplicating the sound of Led Zeppelin.
All that guitar, everything is him.
Yeah.
Zeppelin wasn't that great then.
Yeah. Right. If Mr. Winslow still had representation, we could reach out to him to try to get him on the show.
We're trying. Dave says he's very popular in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, he's been touring Europe quite a bit. So when he returns to the States, I'm going to go to his house.
Email some hostels over there and see if they've seen him.
Oh, you going really? You going to start coming to Mike Winslow?
No, I'm just saying if we can find him, we can get him on the show. It sounds like it's that kind of a deal.
He's like the A-team.
He's the A-team.
You have to put an ad in the paper.
Right.
And
right.
He comes to you and he meets you at a coffee shop. And then the next thing you know, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning at All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Lizzie Kaplan on the program.
Oh, I love her so much.
Creepy.
Why is that creepy? She's
awesome. You're already creepy.
Yeah, Bean's creepy. Anytime you love something so much, it scares
just
us.
The preeminent creepy alert.
Scaring us.
Creepy. She's so great on The New Girl, and she's just so pretty and so good.
Take it easy. All right, creepy. Take it easy. Beer Mug is going to the red carpet for the Video Music Awards this afternoon.
So we're different kind of creepy.
Get some interviews from him, plus highlights of that show from tonight. Movie Beat tomorrow because it's Friday. Cousin Sal because it's time to start betting on football. And comedian Eddie Ift.
What?
All on the program tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.